InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Hey, Bill!
Yeah?
Look at this! Look at it!
Hey, where'd you get that? Give it back to me!
No!
You better give it back, you fart knocker!
I give it back, but you gotta do what I say!
You hear that, America? I'm the victim!
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a Hollywood pimp who serves lots of movie stars and politicians. Camellia tried to hide it with their evil smiling lies, which is lame. And if she's you, the billionaire and Monica's guy, the movie stars, Prince Andrew and Jill's husband, here on Epstein Isle.
Hey, ghost of Jeffrey Epstein, where you been?
Just been hanging around.
What can a guy like me do for fun around here?
I think you'll find something to do.
Damn! How old is she?
I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and gay.
Excuse me. Have you seen my husband?
Who's your husband?
You don't know my husband, Bill. He's been here like 26 times.
Sorry. I have no idea what goes on here.
I know what goes on here.
Me too.
Me too.
Oh, I tell you, a guy like me can really get some thinking done on an island like this. Just look at this brand new electric car I just made.
Hey, Christopher!
Yeah?
You still got that evidence on me?
What evidence?
Hey, Bill, what are you doing here?
I owe Jeffrey some favors.
I'm here because I'm being blackmailed. Hey, LaBamba?
Yep?
Hey, is that Durham report gonna get us in trouble?
I'm not too worried about it.
You're not?
Nope, not at all.
Well, why not?
Well, it's simple. We're above the law.
We are?
Yeah, I mean, have you been paying attention to any of this, Joe?
I don't know. I just say what you tell me to say.
And that's why we picked you.
So let me get this straight.
Okay.
You impeached Nixon for breaking into the DNC.
Yep.
You impeached my husband for breaking into Monica.
Uh-huh.
You impeached Trump for the lies that we made up.
You got it.
And we get away scot-free?
Well, it's not like the Republicans are going to do anything about it.
Now, that's what I call justice.
Nice try, Joe.
Hey, thanks. By the year 2024, everybody's going to have a Joe Biden car.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and he's going to be made and sold only in America.
Joe?
Yeah?
Where are you going to get your batteries?
Huh? Where do you think lithium comes from, genius?
Oh, damn it.
Well, I'll have to get the batteries from China, but I'll sell the batteries in America.
People, listen. Never mind the impeachment of Biden and all the weapons and money he's given to Ukraine. Forget about Hunter, Obama, and Hillary and the Durham report. Ignore Pelosi's insider trading. Stop thinking about Adam Schiff and Epstein's client list. Stop focusing on election fraud. And don't even give AOC breaking ethics rules a second thought. Stay focused on me. I'm the new distraction.
You know, if people stop being poor, groceries and gas wouldn't be that expensive.
It's Tuesday.
If you think the awakening we've seen so far is big, this planet and the globalists have not seen anything yet.
Tuesday, May 28, 2024.
We're aware of your activities, trying to muzzle the American people and gaming your search results. Google is evil.
We now take the challenge, not to censor like you do, but to stand against you and to fight even harder for our birthright that you are trying to steal.
Remember this. You killed your profession by becoming nothing but mercenaries for the globalists, and people know that you're fake news, many of you. Now, with you trying to kill the First Amendment, you're making yourself true villains.
You've declared war on the First Amendment. You've declared war on free speech.
Since when are hundreds of doctors unable to have press conferences in America?
Right.
And they take it off YouTube, they take it off Google, they take it off Twitter, they take it off Facebook. There is a giant crackdown that even the New York Times calls it a crackdown on conservatives and a plan to deplatform conservatives from the internet and communicating with each other. Just like communist China.
I'm here to expose this fraud. I'm here, just like in Congress has hearings about me, I go there. And I get in their face and I expose the truth, and that's what I'm going to do.
We had over 40 million subscribers on Apple. That was our biggest thing with my three podcasts. Those were all banned.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
When we came
came out with Nitric Boost 3 years ago. It was a sleeper product. I didn't even promote it. But as listeners began to use it, it has become one of our top selling products because of the incredible results they get. If you want to give your cardiovascular system a leg up, if you want to go in and help clean out and purify your blood, ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost is the way to go. You've heard Dr. Judy Mikovits talk about how it's an amazing formula. This is what she's recommended to people. Ladies and gentlemen, it does so many great things. Like, but you notice what happens in the morning. If you're a man, I feel like I'm 16 years old again.
When I was 16, I'd already had probably, I hate to brag, so I'm not bragging, it's actually shameful, probably 150 women or more. That's conservative.
Nitric Boost is simply amazing. It's great for women as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. But that is a limited time sale. But right now, it's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your support.
News today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Tuesday, May 28th, 2024, and I come to you with the most grave news we've ever reported on air in my 30 years. Days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, 2 seconds to the most important election in world history. All right, I'm going to cover the massive news right up front. And then Steve Bannon joins us in the first half hour of the second hour, 1 hour from now. And this huge story ties into everything else, obviously, and deals with how our perception is being managed. 10 years ago, NATO overthrew, with $5 million of U.S. State Department taxpayer money, the elected government in Ukraine because they were neutral. Since then, they have staged assassinations and terror attacks across Ukraine and have been ethnically cleansing Russians and pushing them out of Ukraine, even though 1,000 years ago, Russia was founded in Ukraine. Missiles have been moved, nuclear missiles, to the borders of Russia. Russia was manipulated into invading, and I did not think it was a good idea. And I said that, and that it was a CIA trap. That said, 500,000 dead Russians and 700,000 dead Ukrainians later, Russia has done exactly what Putin said he threatened to do 3 years ago before he invaded, 2.5 years ago, to take a swath of the east as a buffer along several rivers. And, of course, to continue to keep the South that he took over 6 years ago when he took Crimea, which is their only Black Sea port. Hundreds of billions of dollars later and over 1 million dead, if you count both sides, Russia has now secured the area they wanted to secure. They have demilitarized most of the Ukrainian military by killing them, as Putin said he would do. And what he calls the denazification, which is what it is, when there's real Nazis, they're getting standing ovations at the UK Parliament. That's the new one, just happened. And then also in the Canadian Parliament. Boris Johnson just got photographed with a Nazi flag in Ukraine. You can't make this stuff up. And then if you try to promote American values, the ADL says you're a Nazi. It's just ridiculous. There's Boris Johnson posing with the Azov Battalion and their Nazi symbol
That symbol is from World War II. It is an SS symbol in the Ukrainian military. The Ukrainian was one of the largest sub-armies that the Germans had. So now what's the big news? Well, in the last 3 months, the UK, Germany, France, Sweden, some of the other nations in NATO came out and said, we're going to start contributing troops directly to fight the Russians. Now, that was already going on, but now they're increasing it. France, of course, has sent troops publicly last month. They were already there. I know multiple people personally who have been in Ukraine off and on over the last 5-6 years, and who in the last 2.5 have been gathering intelligence and directing artillery and missile attacks on the Russians. So that's why I told you 2.5 years ago there's U.S. troops there, because I personally know two people, and then I have an associate whose son is in Army Special Operations who has been there off and on in the last 5 years, including in direct combat with the Russians. And I'm friends with the father of this individual, and his son won't give him details, but his dad has aged probably 10 years while his son has been over there, because his son won't give him details, but it is described as what he was told World War II was like. Dead bodies everywhere, massive artillery barrages, tank battles, just down and dirty, full-on war. And I know this particular individual was very upset after his son served a year in combat against the Russians that he volunteered to do it again. And a year of real combat, folks, in trench warfare is like 10 years in regular military service, where you get sent here and there and you run security and there's a truck bomb, you know, every few months, or you get shot at every few weeks. It's bad, very stressful, but not like full-on war. And so now what's the big development? I gave you the backstory, a little snapshot. Now, a string of NATO countries, and I'll show you the articles, just announced that they are sending troops directly to fight the Russians. Now, the Russians basically don't pull back. They are going to now have tank battles with them. And what that means is they're going to start telling you about the dead Brits and the dead Poles and the dead Germans and the dead French and the dead Swedes. You have Stoltenberg, the head of NATO, last week saying, yes, we're giving Storm Shadow missiles and other heavy cruise missiles to the Ukrainians, and we're directing them. The Ukrainians aren't controlling those. And we're going to start striking major Russian cities, including Russia's strategic nuclear bomber bases. Now, in military doctrine, when you start bombing somebody's strategic nuclear arsenals, that is a absolute red line with the Russians, and they will go absolutely ape on the threat escalation ladder. And I told you this a year ago, but now the Russians have officially said, their Prime Minister Medvedev and Putin have both said, we will start striking, that is, the Russians will start striking NATO bases in Europe. And just watch, the Russians are going to do it. And if they don't, look for false flags to be blamed on the Russians. So everybody's going out and drinking wine and going to the movies and going to see George Strait, and I get it. I had some family recently invite me, hey, we got tickets, George Strait's coming to Dallas, you want to come up here? Let's have a barbecue, you know, swim in the pool, talk about old times. And I just said, sorry, I can't do that. I'm watching everybody. By the way, I love George Strait. Saw him a couple years ago with Willie Nelson here in Austin. They've got that new convention center. It's got incredible acoustics. See, I'm talking myself into it right now. Really, I'm mad at myself because I haven't packed up my wife and my children and moved to Montana in the middle of nowhere. 20 miles, you know, off a main road, dirt road. I haven't even looked. I haven't even found a place to go stay out of nuclear war. I mean, it's that serious. It's a 50% chance, I would say right now, we're going to have a full nuclear war in the next year. And that's the end of everything. And hydrogen bombs will rain down on me and my family here in Central Texas, and we're all dead. Or we'll wish we're dead. When we climb out of the wreckage and the whole infrastructure collapses. So even mainline analysts are unanimous. This is going nuclear. Okay? And I love the NATO statements about, oh, we'll have a limited nuclear war. No. Every war game that's been done in a nuclear war, starting with tactical nuclear weapons, which there's no such thing, as General Flynn has said here on the show. Every war game, it leads directly to full nuclear war. And the Pakistanis are going to nuke India. India's going to nuke them. China's going to get involved. The Northern Hemisphere will be unlivable. Hundreds of millions will die in the first 30 minutes of the nuclear war. Whoever uses the tactical nukes first will then get hit back within 10 minutes. Then the other side will start exchanging. And then the decision will be made that if you don't launch and commit everything, both on the U.S., NATO, /Russia sides, that you'll be destroyed. In the doctrine, you've got to then hit first. And so I wouldn't be surprised if the Russians decide to use nukes. They'll just have their submarines in the Gulf of Mexico, the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean pop up. They're going to hit Kauai because it's got the main nuke base there. They're going to hit Oahu. They call the Big Island. That's where everybody lives. They're going to hit Los Angeles. They're going to hit New York. They're going to hit Houston. They're going to hit Austin. They're going to hit Dallas. They're going to hit Detroit. They're going to hit Chicago. They're going to hit everything. One of those submarines can destroy 50 cities or more because they've got MIRV technology in them, where whether it's a cruise missile or whether it is a ICBM or whether it's a Trident-style sea-launched, the nose cone pops open and five or six decoys shoot out, and five or six real warheads shoot out if it's a submarine launched. If it's a big ICBM coming in, it might have 30 devices. Half of them will be decoys. We'll all be dead in 30 minutes. And hell, that's what God allows to happen. You know, God curses a nation by giving them evil leaders. And that's exactly where we are. So I guess if we've got to be cleansed, I just hope, you know, that they get King Charles and Bill Gates and, you know, the rest of them in the exchange. And it's very sad. I wish we weren't going to be nuked. I wish we all weren't going to die. But I mean, they already killed 22 million with the poison shots and growing. I mean, they're not playing games. So the globalists want a nuclear war to get rid of the free society. They think they've got enough technology warehouse, enough nuclear reactors to reemerge after 20 years. Which was a real Pentagon plan. When you watch the movie Dr. Strangelove, dark satire, it's really prescient. You know, the CIA visited Stanley Kubrick. I remember my mom telling me about this, and I asked Vivian Kubrick, his favorite daughter, his protege, if that was true. And she said, yeah, it was true. She told me everything, but told me not to repeat most of it. It was very interesting. Trying to get Vivian to come on the show. She listens every day. But her dad was a remote viewer. That's the secret about Stanley Kubrick. He didn't fake the moon landing. He didn't do any of that. He was a remote viewer. He was highly psychic. And he saw Eyes Wide Shut. He saw Dr. Strangelove. The CIA came to him and they said, how do you know the name of the plan? to launch nuclear war first on Russia. Plan R, or whatever it was. And how do you know about the radio scrambler encoders on the B-52 bombers? And just like I know stuff, he just said, I know. They put him under full surveillance, confirmed he was not talking to any intelligence agents. He hid in the English countryside because he didn't dislike people. He was so psychic he just couldn't be around it because he could basically just pick up everything. And I'm not that psychic, but I have that as well. And as I get older, it actually gets stronger. You know, they say, oh, children are more psychic. Not in my experience. I get more psychic by the day. It's pretty scary, actually. And I understand why a lot of people that have those powers drink, because you want to suppress it. With great knowledge comes great sorrow. But I'm digressing. She told me a lot more, really fascinating, about the demonic attacks he was under. But the point is that you don't need to be psychic to see what's going on. And I say it with 100% certainty that on the path we're on, like you're driving in a bus, you're driving a school bus full of kids, and you're going over a bridge, and if you ram it into the side and jump over the barrier, you're going to fall 200 feet in the water and you're going to kill the kids. I mean, I'm not saying we're going to jump the medium. I'm not saying we're going to wreck on the bridge. But right now, the intention of the system is to drive the school bus off the edge of the bridge into the water below. And that's why people say, man, you're attacked all over the news and they're doing all this to your family and you're being persecuted. How do you take it? It doesn't even register. See, my concern about nuclear war is 100 on the scale of 1 to 100. And my concern about me is a 1. And it's not because I'm some great, wonderful person. It's because my head is screwed on straight. I have my priorities straight. And I'm really mad at myself that I've decided to go down with the ship. Even if they shut this operation down, we're going to come right back on. I'm not worried about that. I'm sad for the crew because it'll take time to be able to find an organization or group to try to get them. Now, who knows, they can go wherever the new operation is going to be. I haven't dealt with that yet. But I'm trying to explain to people, we're going to look back on these days, like I said a few years ago, and a few years before that, and you're going to look back on this as the good old times. And I don't say that to scare you. I say it because I want you to get ready and right with God. You know, if you go back and you see the comments still, oh, Jones, he's a fear porn dealer. Yeah, well, I've been in the mountains of Colorado driving with my children in the back and asking myself, why didn't I do more research before I went to this cool mountaintop resort that I'm driving for an hour on a switchback around a mountain where for many miles at a time, I am 1 foot from the edge of a 5,000-foot chasm, and if I don't totally focus, we're going to die. See, that's a leftover of when there wasn't a nanny state. And you notice when you're focused, you drive really good, don't you? And the reason I raise that is we're driving on a mountain pass on little roads with a foot of error, we're dead. And the globalist accelerating war is the equivalent of, okay, you're going up a mountain at 40 miles an hour. Everybody's taking it easy. They're taking it slow. Everybody knows it's dangerous. It's a two-way road. Some of them are one-way roads, super dangerous. And you're not in control all of a sudden, and somebody's jamming the accelerator down, and now you're going 100 miles an hour up this or down this mountain road. And I'm just like, hey, guys, this isn't going to go well. We got to slow this down right now. This has got to quit. This has got to stop. This has got to go bye-bye. I mean, I'm really nostalgic to the last 20 years where nuclear war wasn't a big threat. And I'm also, like, reverse grieving and grieving for the future, knowing, oh, my God, we blew it all up. We destroyed ourselves, you bastards. In fact, let's get Planet of the Apes' final scene coming in next segment. Charlton Heston, what an awesome person. God, I hate Hollywood. I hate movie stars and stuff, the modern people. But, man, it wasn't that they just captured our attention back then and we were naive. It was that there was just such better art and people really cared about quality, like the great Rod Serling. And I just love the fact that I got to interview Charlton Heston a few times and talk to him on the phone quite a bit. He was so classy. Like, he would literally mentor talk show hosts and people and say, hey, call me anytime if you need advice or want to talk about the world or the future. And I called a few times after he'd been on the show. And about the third or fourth time I called, I'd wait a few weeks and call. He answered. And like, we talked like 30 minutes about America and the future and how important the youth's work was and how he appreciated what I was doing. And yeah, he'd probably come back on soon. And then I talked to a local talk show host who he went on with, a lady, former state rep. And I was talking to her about it, and she said, yeah, he did the same thing with me. And I never called him because it was just Charlton Heston. But, and then I talked to people that knew Chuck, and that was the type of guy he was back in the Civil War when it wasn't popular in the 50s. And it's just like those, he reminds me like of my grandparents who were just classy and real and cool and had goodwill and were proud of the fact that they were good, decent, smart, well-read people. And I look at the modern leftists who have no idea what planet they're even on, and they think they're intellectual, they think they're smart, and the statistics show they're the most ignorant, insular, shuttered individuals. I mean, both my grandparents, both sides of the family, were reading history books and literature and culture, and they were reading writings of, you know, Cleon Skelton and all of them. Or Cleon Skousen. But also reading the Communist Manifesto. And I just look at how we're rotting. And I just ask myself, I mean, how long are we really going to be here? So I'm going to cover all the actual news when we come back. Steve Bannon's coming up. But this is a fabulous universe we live in. And Thomas Jefferson said, he was asked by a newspaper reporter, because I've actually researched and actually found the original article, or scans of the National Archives, and he's asked by the newspaper reporter, what is the level of tyranny people will accept? And he said, the level of tyranny you will accept is the level, it is unlimited, basically. He said, it's unlimited. It's all up to the individual, what they'll put up with. There'll always be a tyrant willing to go further, commit greater crimes, do more evils that'll replace the last group. That's why evil just always intensifies when good men do nothing. And that's the quote, all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing. That's in that newspaper article, but he explains it there. And it's totally true that it's like a survival of the most evil. When good people lay down, evil just gets more sophisticated, more bold, more crazy. And like cancer, it doesn't know when to quit. It will push until it even destroys itself. That's why they hit us with a bioweapon. That's why they gave us poison shots and killed 22 million. Because they're seeing what they can get away with. They've already gotten away with so much. Why wouldn't they? And now the military doctrine says, don't do this with Russia. It'll lead into the world. They're like, screw it. Let's do it. Because you see, no one's constraining them. And the devil is in there driving. You gotta choose a channel, folks. God or the devil. You gotta dial into the channel. We'll be right back.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
You, the people, have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. To make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. A decent world that will give men a chance to work. That will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Bannon's coming up. It's Tuesday, May 28th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones. One thing's for sure, judgment is coming down on the planet. All right, let's get into the news. I just spent 30 minutes kind of setting the table here. And the urgency, the danger we're all in is very intense. I intellectually can see it. I psychologically understand it. But at a cellular, gut, instinctive, spiritual level, I am just reviling what's happening. It's my body is just recoiling from it. And I get people want to just go play golf or go play frisbee golf or go out on the boat, go see a movie, hey, go play pool, go play poker. Oh, I love it. Love playing poker with the guys and, you know, eating a sandwich and drinking a cold beer. I don't do it. All I do is spend time with my family and study this information and pray. Even 2 years ago, I'd go play poker once a month. I'd go play pool every couple of weeks. I'd go to a movie. I'd go out with some of the crew, get dinner once a month or so, go to, you know, Rob Dew's house or he'd come over to mine with his kids and swim in the pool. And I just, people say, well, you're a killjoy. No, I mean, we're on the verge of nuclear war, folks. We are going down the slide into this. And I mean, it's a fact. It's not even me saying this. It's all the top military analysts. I've got a stack of news where they're saying it. And just because we haven't blown each other up yet doesn't mean it's not going to happen. There's this normalcy bias. And then I look at the disconnected elites we have. Russia's withdrawn its ambassadors to Europe and NATO and the U.S. last week. You know the Japanese withdrew their ambassadors 48 hours before they attacked Pearl Harbor. I mean, all the signs are there. And I'm sitting here, it's like, it's not even real. And my wife, if I said, we are stopping the show, I can still do it remotely, and we're going to get a U-Haul, we're going to get a truck, and we're going to move, and we're going to go buy some little nothing house that's got a well and a garden, again, 20 miles off a dirt road, behind a mountain. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if there's even an economic collapse, which is all being prepared, that's like on the good side. You know, you run from bad to worse. Do you know what 350 million people, half of which are lazy dumbasses, will do when the EBT cards get turned off? Again, there are estimates by major universities that between 7 and 11 million people starved to death or died of malnutrition from 1929 to 1940 in the United States. When the globalists were consolidating power and control, it was all staged. It's come out in Congress, those that don't know. 80-something percent of people, it varies in the numbers, 85, 90% were rural in 1929. And around half of them were self-sufficient farms and ranches. So 7-plus million people starved to death in the Great Depression conservatively. That's the low number. With close to half the population being completely self-sufficient. My family in East Texas, just on the side that we still have the same family property going back to a Mexican land grant from Santa Ana, had tens of thousands of acres at the start of the Great Depression and had, I think it was more than that, like 50,000 or something. Had like 10,000 at the end of it. Had to sell a bunch of it. And had cattle ranch. And had a pig farm. And raised chickens. Huge barns. You know, 50 hands. Horses. Whole nine yards. Got to our property out there. There's all these old collapsed barns. And my God, there's like parts of cotton gins. And you go back in the woods and there's old stills, moonshine. And in the Great Depression that hit Texas really bad because of the Dust Bowl in Oklahoma, my family was pretty much aristocracy. You know, they were the wealthier people. Hell, my family owned a railroad. Now, it was a it was a limited railroad from Teague, Texas to Fort Worth and then over to Frisco, but they owned a railroad. And of course, you can see how for a few generations that all got pissed away. But they lost most of what they had in the Great Depression, and they were rich. And they knew how to skin a buck and run a trot line. Now, and they took care of a lot of people. But by the end of the Great Depression, my grandmother told me, her mother told her about it, because she was, you know, born back then, but, you know, was little. And, well, there's a magnolia tree right at the one ranch house that hadn't collapsed. It's, you know, planted by her grandmother. So it's like 150 years old now. Big, giant, biggest magnolia you've ever seen. But the point is that after 10 years of depression, there were almost no deer, no rabbits, no squirrels, and they were eating possums. And during the depression, a couple days a week, they would put on a big feed in the backyard for 50 to 100 people to come eat for free. And this isn't some leftist virtue signal. Most of them were black. But that's how America operated. And that's how America survived. For close to a decade, my family sold land and everything they had so they could feed poor people. There wasn't welfare. There wasn't soup kitchens unless you were in big cities. The reason I tell those interesting stories is they're really interesting. Now, we're 90%, or it was 90%. We're now, folks have moved out of the city, so we're about 85% city now. City and suburb. Urban. And how many people do you think are self-sufficient? When I go to East Texas, yeah, we got cows and Christmas tree farm, stuff you can make money on to pay the bills. But there's not a lot of farming going on. There's some. But nobody is self-sufficient, basically. And everybody's got two jobs. Doesn't matter if they served 30 years in the Army. Doesn't matter if they're 60 years old. They got a job. Or two. And those are the productive people. Do you know what's going to happen if there's a collapse, which is imminent? Do you know what it's going to look like? And they've already defunded the police to get the crime out of control. It is going to look like Viggo Mortensen's The Road in many areas of this country and the world. That's the angrier world that Klaus Schwab talks about. And I could just go on for hour after hour after hour. It's estimated, you can look it up, that 5% of the United States is self-sufficient right now. You know who most of that 5% is, right? They live to 86 on average. They don't have any autism. They don't have myocarditis. And they're from Germany and Switzerland, and they got big beards. They're called Amish. We are sitting ducks in this just-on-time delivery system economy. And you throw a wrinkle into that, it's like having this big dinner set for 10 people coming to dinner, and everything's set on the table, everything's nice, and you just grab the tablecloth and pull it out from under that, and food just spills and off the table everywhere. COVID was just a beta test of what they're getting ready to do. So I'm going to tell you again. I am very torn, and I'm normally a very decisive person, about what I should do, because I believe we can mitigate the crash we're going into. We need to stop World War III. And if I run off to the middle of nowhere, and I'm not blaming people that have done it, and just hope I can protect myself there, that's a lie. The best shot I've got for self-preservation is to be outspoken, to be in the globalist faces, to tell people how bad things really are, so that sanity in the establishment and without can set in, and we can put the brakes on this and stop this and derail where we're going, because we're going into hell. So I don't stay here at the helm during this historic evil because I'm a hero and because I want to be a hot shot in this fight. I am doing this out of total self-preservation for myself and my family. And the best shot I've got for myself and my family is you and your family having a future and us stopping this together. Because billions of people with no food will make army ants that go through the Brazilian rainforest. They'll come through, and there's all this lush jungle and all these bugs and animals. And when they come through, a billion army ants, there's nothing. No leaves, no animals. They eat everything. Humans will make army ants when they're on the march look like a kiss on the cheek compared to what it's going to be. And so you should go watch the movie based on the book, the Pulitzer Prize winning book. I believe it's Pulitzer Prize, memory serves. The Road. You know, I asked Viggo Mortensen on air, I think maybe he's off air, he's been on the show before, he's a listener. I said, you know, what's the most challenging role you ever played? I knew he was going to say, he said, The Road. And I said, did it give you nightmares? He said, you bet it didn't. Because if you watch that movie, ladies and gentlemen, that is exactly what's going to happen. Cannibalism. Just absolute hell on earth. The end of civilization as we know it. And if Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and King Charles think they're going to be safe in their bunkers when they try all this and pull all this, they got nothing coming. They need to know that they will face retribution. And I don't say that to be the big swinging, you know what, and sound powerful. I don't want to confront these people, but I have to because they're going to destroy humanity. I'm forced to confront them. I'm forced to call them out. I'm forced to be their enemy because the alternatives are worse. There's no hiding from this. We're going to have to confront it head on. And that's why I just want, myself included, everybody to have a wake-up call and just really think about where we are, boys and girls. Because this isn't a game. The globalists promise world government to end war and create peace, but they only use it to steal and rob and consolidate power. And then they've created a world so dangerous that they're walking dead. Bill Gates' enemy is William Gates III. King Charles' enemy is King Charles II. The Rockefeller's enemy, the Rothschilds' enemy is them. Look in the mirror. You're the enemy. You're the bad guy. You're the problem. You're the Satanist. You're the loser. All I can offer is the truth, like Winston Churchill said at the start of World War II. Pain and suffering and hell. But the alternative is total destruction. And that's what Steve Bannon's going to talk about coming up. If we don't get our heads screwed on straight, admit how much trouble we're in, and if we don't make it a priority to get prepared, well, we're all dead. and it's going to be miserable, and it's going to be horrible, and it's going to be a terrible process. 90% of people within 16 days in major Pentagon studies, no matter what color they are, where they're from, revert to cannibalism. The other 10% kill themselves. So let me just show you a few of the headlines. Look at this right here. Poland and Baltic countries prepare to send troops into Ukraine if Russia makes a strategic breakthrough. Russia's already said they have the area they want. So I knew what I was going to read before I read the articles and then link through to the actual NATO statements. They said if Russia doesn't pull back, they're going to do that. Well, they already are fighting the Russians. This is World War III. Norway closes borders to Russia, fearing acts of sabotage. What? Like the Russians blew up the Nord Stream 2? No, they're going to false flag. We've entered that wheelhouse. The U.S. is playing a dangerous game of nuclear chicken with Russia. Excellent article, Zero Hedge. U.K. government praises Europeans in Parliament. Can't make this up. Biden fears October surprise by Russians in North Korea. Every actuary and war game shows that a war helps the incumbent. So they're spinning that around now. Are Russia and North Korea planning an October surprise that aids Trump? That was the top of Yahoo yesterday. North Korea missile explodes over Sea of Japan as South Korea conducts air drills. Putin wants Ukraine ceasefire on current front lines, sources say. This could be the moment Putin wins in Ukraine. The answer is, oh, we've got to up the war, says NATO. Fight the last Ukrainian. Bulgarian president says it's impossible for Ukraine to beat Russia. British member of parliament says West is already at war with Russia. They just haven't told you yet. Let Ukraine freely strike Russia with Western arms deep inside Russia, including Moscow, says Stoltenberg, head of NATO. By the way, you talk about an organization dealing drugs, opium, child trafficking. I mean, NATO is they're as bad as it gets. U.S. strike on Russian targets would be start of world war, says Russian Prime Minister Medvedev. Mandatory national service would get young people out of their bubble, BBC. British MP promises to bring back conscription. Lawmakers want to automate selective service registration for military in the U.S. America is actively preparing for a war with China with war games. Chinese nationals breach U.S. military bases, secret sites over 100 times. And it goes on and on. Xi Jinping's recipe for total control, an army of eyes and ears. That's just some of the news. And then this is the big thing I'm going to hit. We got 30-something thousand dead, maybe it's 40-something thousand now, in Gaza, and I think it's wrong, and those people don't deserve to die en masse because of the dictatorship of Hamas. But that said, okay, we got 20-something thousand dead women and children, 40-something thousand dead total. You'd think it's the only thing going on in the universe. The 40,000 dead and counting in Gaza, you know about it because the media shows it to you, they choose to, is a paper cut compared to having your head chopped off if there's a nuclear war. It's literally a paper cut in the scheme of things. I'm not saying it's not a bad thing, but Stalin said one man dies, it's a tragedy, 10,000 dies, it's a statistic. And that's a true statement. We're distracted by the Israeli war and all the grandstanding by the EU with all their war crime charges and all the rest of this and all these EU countries recognizing the Palestinians, and the left is pumping billions, it's in the news, into these Muslim movements around the world to destabilize the West, and it's all part of a sophisticated Machiavellian divide-and-conquer Hegelian dialectic stratagem. But what about the 22 million dead from the shots? Where's the media covering that? Well, they won't, but it's coming out. Where's the concern about the million dead, if you count both sides? That's what it is in Ukraine. Oh, no, a million versus 40,000. The Ukraine war is like getting your arm chopped off versus a paper cut. But man, they know how to show the Gazans and the dead kids and all that. Again, ask yourself, why is 40,000 bigger than a million? Why is 40,000 bigger than the potential of billions dead? Because it is a distraction. It is a diversion. Netanyahu's not going to jail. They're going to turn, they're going to push all the Muslims out. They're going to ship them here and they're going to build condos. And it's terrible and I'm against it. But just understand, the left is behind hyping it because it's a diversion from Ukraine. I don't think anybody intellectually could disagree with me on that. I mean, that's a fact. So ask yourself why that's going on. Did the media the last 10 years show you the shelled Russians in Ukraine and their houses getting blown up every day? Oh, no, they didn't show you that because they didn't want to piss you off. They didn't want to humanize the Russians, you see. They want to humanize the Palestinians as part of a larger strategy of diversion. Good, humanize them, but then put it in context and ask, why is this being shoved in your face? We're going to go to break. Steve Bannon's coming up. Please remember, I need your support. I can't take on the New World Order by myself. I need financial support, and I try to make it easy by game-changing, amazing products. So I need you to go to our big sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com. I need you to decide to go there and get Next Level Foundational Energy and all the great NanoSilver products and the Fibergreens capsules that are one of the best brands out there of the concentrated essence of not just wheatgrass, but a whole bunch of other seed sprouts that just flush your guts out and make you so healthy. You want healthy skin. You want healthy guts. You want to reset your body. Get Fibergreens discounted at an incredibly low price, $22. At drjonesnaturals.com. And Rocket Rest and Cabachill, 60% off. The 40% off combo on the incredible high-quality organic multivitamin that's so critical. The immune support, it's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. And then InfoWarsStore.com, the big sponsor. Books, films, T-shirts, both my books, signed or unsigned, fundraisers. Nitric Boost is amazing. 40% off. Highest quality fish oil, ultimate fish oil, back in stock, 40% off. All at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free to call InfoWars, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support what I'm doing, no matter what happens, then go to drjonesnaturals.com right now and load up on amazing products. I need your support. Please take action now. drjonesnaturals.com. Hour number two is for this.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order It's Alex Jones.
In 2018, the World Economic Forum discussed the possibilities of mind control using sound waves. This is something that several people have claimed to be a target of. They have become known as targeted individuals. A subcommittee for Homeland Security was recently held to discuss this technology and the targeting of U.S. government employees and their families. This is commonly known as the Havana Syndrome and dates back to 2016 when U.S. diplomatic personnel in Cuba experienced unexplained health problems.
Guys, if your assessments here are correct, these are very covert weapons, aren't they? They don't leave behind bomb fragments, bullet holes, etc. They could absolutely be used by our adversaries and have very low levels of, very easy to deny that they were even there, that they were used. Is that correct?
That's correct. There's no entry or exit wound. How they're designed is to make the target feel like they're crazy, like they're imagining things, especially on the low duration, the low intensity, long duration hits.
Have any of you three panelists ever seen one of these weapons?
I have seen a 1991 version of the weapon, and it looks like a satellite dish with a unit this size attached to it. And of course, over the years, miniaturization has been possible. Obviously, there's a limitation to how miniaturized it can be because of the antenna size, which can always is always related to the wave. But still, it is something that can be well contained in a in the trunk of a car or even a large backpack. My experience shows that it can be cobbled together. It's something that can a rough, crude version of this that would probably require longer exposure than the more advanced version that has been tested, as we see from this document, can be put together inexpensively. But again, I would abstain from commenting further, lest I encourage people to try it at home.
What you all are saying is there's a government cover-up of the fact that something is out there afflicting, targeting us?
The government in the IC assessment is wrong. It's dead wrong. I can't tell you if it's a cover-up, why they're doing this, malfeasance. I won't go there.
So cover-up would depend on intent. There could be good reasons to withhold information. I will say that the public statements that the executive branch is making is inconsistent with the classified record. And then it would be Congress's job as an oversight authority to determine why that is, whether it was a legitimate reason to mislead the public or because of some nefarious reason or all the above.
Mr. Grozev said you spoke to a Russian agent who said that they believe that Americans are using these same weapons on them. Is that correct?
That is correct, back in the 80s.
Might that have something to do with part of the CIA's motive to cover up the existence of this tech and these weapons?
That is a very logical possibility.
While it was admitted that this technology is being used, the discussion was focused primarily on Russia, as if to create more incentive to escalate war with the Russian Federation. When the question of whether it has been used on the American population was raised, it was dismissed with a smile.
Are any of you aware of any reported incidents from individuals who are not members of the United States government? Domestically, I should say.
There are many people who believe they are victims of AHIs. All you have to do is look at my Twitter feed whenever I post on the topic. I only represent federal government employees and their families, so I don't focus on the accuracy of those particular claims.
There is plenty of evidence showing that the targeted individuals who claim to be victims of this were the guinea pigs in today's all-out assault on the American people. And our government is far more concerned with starting another war. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Trump is his own man and is incredible and has boundless energy and is truly an American titan. And if he can win this election and defeat the deep state, he will be as great a man as George Washington and King George III, whenever President Washington became the president and not a king, said George Washington is the greatest man alive in the world today. Well, if Trump can do this, and if we can back him to do it, he will be in George Washington territory, and no one else is even close. Now, that said, Trump's his own man, but if anybody was the impetus and the brain behind so much, it's Stephen K. Bannon and his war room. And I saw an interview he did last week that I just thought was dead on with the energy about let's stop fucking around. And I don't use profanity to act cool. There's times when you're supposed to use it when your country's burning down around you and people need to get their heads screwed on straight. I go to some of these Trump rallies and the people are great. They're having fun and it's a carnival because, and Trump feeds into that because he's so confident. But folks, he is on a ship in the middle of a hurricane and so are we. And we better get right with God and we better get serious. And we better realize Trump can't save us. He's just a focal point. We have to help Trump. We have to save him. We can't get this backwards. It's the people. That's what the left fears is the people at the city councils and the school boards and running for office. And they fear you spending all your time. I used to go play poker once a month or go shoot some pool. It's been years since I did that because I tell my family, everybody, this is all I do. This is because we're going to lose everything. This is a real totalitarian takeover. He's only with us for 20 minutes. Don't stop, Steve, because, you know, I love to talk. I want you to have the floor because your call to arms on your show daily is the best medicine for this dying republic there. We've got a chance. We're turning the tide. But if people, you know, buy into this Q-ism that we're invincible, we're going to lose the ship, I believe. But you're a Navy man. You can correct me if I'm wrong. Steve Bannon, you've got the floor. The people are listening. What is your call to action?
Well, the call to action, look, you couldn't have a more historic week. We know from all the polling, Alex, you've seen the Politico story this morning, that the Biden regime is in complete meltdown. They know they can't beat Trump, and they can't beat Trump because Trump represents the people. Trump is a populist, nationalist, sovereigntist, and that is our movement. Our movement's not old-school Republican, elite. Neoliberal neocon. It's a totally new thing. We are two-thirds of the nation. And you know who knows that is the mainstream media. Alex, this was the book review, which, as you know, is the intellectual kind of railhead for the New York Times every Sunday. Look at that. MAGA on the March. It's about that book that the left has put out called Finish What We Started, which was off the Trump, you know, saying. And look at that. It's about MAGA taking over from the precinct level to the school boards to everything, every institution in this country, subsidiary at the ground level. And you saw this at the Coca-Cola 600 over the weekend. You saw it in that incredible rally in South Bronx. You saw it in Trump going into kind of the lion's den of the really the left-wing version of the libertarian movement and sitting there and saying, hey, look, This is why you got to vote for me. This is how we win. This is how we put this coalition together. Trump is going to places and addressing people that have never been addressed before. And you're seeing an uprising of just average Americans. And this is why right now we can't let the Republicans, we can't let the people that didn't have Trump's back and drove Trump to this point. When this verdict comes down, if a couple of brave jurors can't hold out for a hung jury, you're going to have the establishment trying to put neocon Nikki on the ticket. You're going to have the return of guys like Ron DeSantis. You're going to have Paul Singers of the world saying, we'll give you this much money if you soften your policies. Now we're in the red zone. We're in the red zone 5 or 6 months out, and everybody's got to come together. And I agree with you. Put away your hobbies. The country's on the line. The republic's on the line. And this is the biggest inflection point. This is the fourth great turning in American history. And, baby, it's all on the line right now. And wait, this Friday night, if that jury comes back with guilty, you're going to have the White House just go full on convicted felon, convicted felon, convicted felon, and try to steal the second election from President Trump and the populist movement.
Steve, continue. I mean, the stakes, and I'm not trying to get to repeat what you said in that interview, but just give them the fire, the brimstone, because you are dead on. People better get, this is the big one, this is the time to get up off our asses. And I'm not bitching at the audience. I know there's someone active, but we've got to get really active.
You're the first person years ago that brought up the concept of controlled opposition. People didn't really know what it was because it comes from a very detailed analysis of the Frankfurt School of political warfare. You brought up this concept, Alex, a decade ago, and what controlled opposition is the Republican Party. It is the neoliberal, neocon Republican Party and things like Murdoch News. And right now, for too long, and this is why conservatives have fallen into this, everything was just performative. Everything was just controlled opposition. The reason the country got in such dire straits, there was no opposition. The first real opposition we had was MAGA. That's why the New York Times says MAGA on the march. Look at that. That's a Trump rally. That's not J6. That's a Trump rally of just average Americans. MAGA on the march. It was the MAGA movement, a collection of populists, a collection of nationalists, a collection of people that put the sovereignty of their country and the sovereignty of American citizens. Remember, it's just not America first. It's American citizens first. This is self-organizing. We've never had any real organization. You saw it at the precinct strategy. You saw it at the school boards. These are working class people that work all day long, or middle class people that have enough on their plate just to get through the day and to make ends meet. And what they're doing is taking their time to take back these institutions that they actually can take back. This is what the globalists have never wanted, is involvement. And my point on these interviews is that is the people that had the ability to do it, the clubbable Chamber of Commerce and the Republican Party in the National Review. They weren't tough enough. They didn't have the balls to sit there and go, I don't care if you call me a racist. I don't care if you call me a nativist or a xenophobe. I don't care what you call me. What you think about me does not matter. What matters is my country. What matters is my family. What matters is my children and my community. And I'm going to fight you every inch of the way. And that's what we've seen. And that's what's had Trump's back. Remember, this is why the only tool they got is two things. They got lawfare and to steal the election. Lawfare and steal the election. And this week, the polling is a blowout number. Politico's got the story. They've turned on each other because the numbers are so bad, and now the pressure is coming to get rid of Biden. Just getting rid of Biden is not a remedy, because it's more than just Biden. It's this collection of globalist elitists that have tried to destroy this republic, that have had a neo-Marxist revolution to try to destroy the traditional family and to weaponize children, just like Mao Zedong did in the Cultural Revolution, to weaponize your children against you. That is what we're fighting in the American people, working class people and middle class, to rise to the occasion, to step into the moment has been historic. That's why President Trump right now could possibly be another Washington or Lincoln, because right now in this great cauldron of really this conflict that's going on between, well, about what kind of country we're going to be. Are we going to be the constitutional republic that was bequeathed to us from 12 or 13 generations? We just had Memorial Day yesterday, Alex, and you saw that is for our honored dead. That is for the dead at Guadalcanal and Tarawa and the 8th Air Force over Germany and World War I, the Civil War, Spanish-American War, the Revolutionary War, 12 or 13 generations that handed this thing down to us and saying, hey, keep it in safekeeping We allowed it almost to get away, and you're seeing the and the return and the fight has not been done by the Republican Party. It's not been done by the conservative elitists walking around in bow ties. It's been done by working class people. And if you go to South Bronx and you go to D.C. to the Libertarian Convention and you go to Charlotte yesterday for the Coca-Cola 600, you see America embracing Trump. You see America embracing Trumpism. And now is this fight. And we got to tell you, at the end of this week, they're going to come back on us on convicted felon, convicted felon, convicted felon. And we're going to have another thing to push through. But I know right now, if the American people and MAGA and the America First Movement stick to their guns, we can't lose here. And we have the potential of a sweeping victory and to kick these people into the dustbin of history.
Well, that's right. I've got clips here. I'm not going to play them. After you leave, I'll play them. But Democrats making statements, and they're being honest. They say, the Hollywood actor, puppet out there, Robert De Niro, Trump's going to destroy the government. Well, he means they're permanent deep state criminals. And look, it's not about retribution. It's not about gang warfare. It's about we have a coup of the bureaucracy with Brennan, right before they stole the election in 2020, bragging the deep state's going to take this guy out. They do have to be removed. Trump better go in there. And I think what you're saying is more and more, it's going to be hard for them to steal the election from him. We've got to make sure that deals aren't made and that he doesn't, work with these people, because they're going to play possum and say they've given up and say they're done. They're not. They're going to do a repeat of 2016. Yeah. So what do you advise Trump to do when he wins this election?
Well, hold it. The elections now, the deals are being cut now. Here's what they're trying to do. The Republican establishment is going to use, if the jury goes against him, if a couple of brave people can't step up and do it, they're going to use the convicted felon and say, look, we told you this was coming. This is why you need Nikki Haley. This is why you need Tom Cotton. They're going to put the neocons in his vice president, and they want to put him on the cabinet. You're already seeing it.
By the way, I respect your views. So you think Cotton is just as bad as Rubio?
I think Tom Cotton, look, Tom Cotton's a good man. I got a lot of respect for him as an individual and what he did in volunteering and going over to Afghanistan and Iraq. But, man, he's as bad as, Tom Cotton right now has not seen a forever war he didn't love. He's way off base. He's just saying, I don't think Tom Cotton, as good a man as he is, can't be VP, shouldn't be Secretary of Defense. Same with Nikki Haley, right? Same with Marco Rubio. Same with Lindsey Graham. This is all because the money now sees the work that MAGA has done. They see the work that America First has done in having Trump's back, and they want in on it. They understand. They have their own pollsters. They know what the Democrats know. They know this thing is collapsing around Biden. So the first thing they try to do is lock down with Stephen Law the Senate, that $70 million. And then they have over $120 million from Singer and that crowd in the House to lock in the House and the Senate. And then they, if they get Biden, he's made him a lot of money. They think they control him. And they're a lot closer to him on social policy than they are to Trump. However, if they get Trump in, they want Trump in on their terms. And that term is they don't want populists. They don't want nationalists. They don't want to enter the forever war. They particularly don't want the deportation of the 15 million. That fight has got to be our internal fight. And we have to be rock hard and have President Trump's
back. No, I totally agree. But I don't want to put the cart before the horse. Yes, the Democrats are capitulating and saying Trump has 20-point leads across the country, 13-point leads in battleground states. This is a total political realignment. Even in their skewed polls, it's probably 25-30%. This is a political realignment. This is a populist beachhead, an Americana, America First beachhead, out of just necessity and desperation, pushing Trump all the way to the front. But let's talk about the next 160 days. Steve Bannon, what is the deep state going to do? Because I believe this possum behavior, them capitulating and saying, fine, he's going to win, is to lull us into a false sense of security. What are the dirty tricks they're going to try to pull?
Well, first off, you see right now what they're doing on the legal. Remember, if this jury comes back with a conviction, you're about to be carpet bombed like you've never been carpet bombed before with a psyop of that conviction.
And Biden's going to address the nation. Sorry, go ahead.
100%. That's why he had De Niro. They kind of spit the bit today. They had De Niro in this crowd walk up and say, hey, we're here as representatives. We're surrogates for the Biden campaign. I mean, they totally throw the politicization. The deep state, you've seen this in Garland. Look, you just had Judge Cannon come out today and basically crap all over Jack Smith's head. At 10 o'clock at night on Friday, on the holiday weekend, Alex, Jack Smith filed and said, oh, this is terrible. Julie Kelly, Steve Bannon, Mike Davis, they're saying everything about this assassination attempt. And let me be blunt. This was not a standard operating procedure. Alex Jones, you know that better than anybody. This was,
they were hoping for a confrontation. They were hoping in plain clothes that Secret Service would think it was an attack. They were, even though Trump wasn't there, they were hoping. Explain that.
The standard, what they set up, they had use of lethal force approved. They had a combat medic that went with them. They had a whole triage plan for casualties, and they had a hospital to go to, a trauma center that was 18 miles away. Well, Alex, you know West Palm Beach. There's hospitals a lot closer than 18 miles away. They wanted somebody to bleed out. This entire thing was thought through in a high level of detail, and they weren't absolutely sure Trump wasn't going to be there. Remember, those kind of decisions by Trump were at the last minute.
Oh, exactly.
They were looking to have a confrontation that would be an armed confrontation. They wouldn't have had the details on the trauma center.
And let's be clear, because they had them in plain clothes with a bunch of vehicles rolling up and driving through the security, they were hoping to act like, they even said it in the warrant, as you know, the Secret Service may engage them, as if another federal agency would engage the feds. Trump would have probably made stakes for the feds. I mean, Trump is a guy on a golf course, totally classy. The idea in his MO, it's like them stormtrooping Giuliani's birthday party. They're looking for somebody to think it's a burglary. That's what they wanted. That's the key. They were in plain clothes. That's the key. No, you show up, you tell them, you pull up, we're Secret Service, we're here, we have a warrant in uniform, or FBI of the Secret Service. The fact that they didn't do that was they were, again, trying to hope somebody made a mistake.
They were equivalent to the Apaches hitting Fort Apache. Okay, this was, they rolled in hard. They rolled in hard on a documents issue with the archivist. I mean, this is absurd, and they think you're fools by sitting there going standard operating procedure. That is a bald-faced lie. And Judge Cannon told them today, hey, don't come back with any crap like this, and don't do it, or you're going to be sanctioned. She's had a belly full of these people, and I got to tell you, Alex, you're going to see exposures down there in a bunch of documents, and he's being put on trial, Jack Smith, for 3 days in late June. You're going to see the exact collusion of every aspect of the federal government and DOJ, FBI, archives, and you're going to see the Biden White House. This is why, to me, there's got to be an investigation right away. There's been a vast conspiracy from Georgia to Arizona to Michigan, also New York City, and what's happening in these federal cases and tying in J6. We got to get to the bottom of this. We have to adjudicate. And they also understand, back to your point, that they're going to throw everything at us, that on the afternoon of the 20th, we're going to set up committees in Congress to really adjudicate this. We're going to adjudicate the 2020 stolen election. We're going to adjudicate J6, the Fed insurrection. We're going to adjudicate everything they've done in the interim to try to, from school boards of what they're doing to traditional Catholics to abortion centers. All of it's on the table. All of it's going to be investigated. They're going to be held accountable. And
well,
folks,
that's right.
Got to, what you just said, they understand when we win, the accountability project it comes in, and the deep state can't take that. We're going to take apart the administrative state brick by brick, and we're going to purge the deep state. And that's where they're going to fight back. They're going to punch back hard on this. Wait, you just wait and see.
All right, we only got about 5 minutes left with Steve Bannon, warroom.org. Shifting gears, Biden has come out and said he's worried about an October surprise that Russia or China will attack to help Trump. But in my lexicon and in mainline political science studies, it's a default that a war helps an incumbent. So they're clearly trying to spin something there. And I'm really concerned about Ukraine and China surrounding Taiwan last week with a limited test blockade, threatening to invade. Those are the friends. We know Russia wants Biden. We it's come out. We know China wants Biden. How does that calculus feed into this?
Listen, you talk about the Third World War. We're already in the kinetic part of it. We had Captain Fennell, used to be head of intelligence for the PAC fleet, PACCOM, came on the other day and said, hey, there's been about 1 million casualties so far in the Third World War. If you roll up everything in Ukraine, sub-Saharan Africa, what's happened in the Middle East, he said, we're in the fighting part already. The PLA, what they did over the last couple of days in Taiwan, they showed that was a full flex. And that flex, Alex, was to say, the 7th Fleet can't stop us. The Americans can't stop us. This thing will be over in 2 days. We'll control the advanced chip design plants. The American economy will collapse by 25%. So they're going to, yes, clearly the October surprise would try to help Biden. I think right now this thing's so far gone. I mean, this is President Trump's going to step into got to deport, you got to seal the border and deport 10 to 15 million illegal alien invaders. You got to stop this financial crisis that's going on right now, but this out of control federal spending.
No, I totally agree. But back to China. I think China, there's a good chance they did a test run last week, as you know. I think they may move before Trump gets in because they know Trump won't put up with it.
100%. They knew Trump backed him up, embraced him up in his term. I think they look at Biden. And Biden, the 7th Fleet right now, the military commanders, the naval officers in the 7th Fleet are quite frankly not up to the task. If the Chinese are going to strike, they're going to strike with Austin and this group of clowns around the Defense Department with Jake Sullivan, with
and
Tony
then Biden
Blinken.
Is already saying he's going to blame Trump as if he has anything to do with it.
Yeah, saying that Trump kind of signaled this. Also in Ukraine. Look, Kharkiv could fall at any moment, the number two city. What's happening there? You had, what's happened in the last 72 hours? The Tories said they're going to call for a draft. The Germans said, they might want a draft. You had two congressmen, a Democrat and a Republican, on TV all the weekend saying the United States can have a draft because nobody wants to volunteer to fight their forever wars. Okay, including the Ukrainian people at 25 and 27 years old, that's 500,000 short. They're now going to try to institute a draft to Shanghai people into going and fighting their
war. And you're saying World War III has basically begun. The question is, will it go nuclear?
Well, the war has already started. The kinetic part is definitely started. Fennell walks through. There's a million casualties already. There's a million casualties in the Third World War. And we got to be very careful we don't trigger the Russians to go tactical nuke right now. That's why I think Trump has got to get back in.
I agree. In closing, 2 minutes left. 160 days of the election. People better get their heads screwed on straight. And I'm not bragging, but like really famous, cool people I like go, hey, let's go out, go to the comedy club, let's play poker. You come to the house, let's go on them. And I'm just like, I'm sorry. I cannot morally do that. I've got to do this full time. People need to get their heads screwed on. This is serious. This is historical. 2 minutes left. Steve Bannon, call to arms here.
The call to arms is, look, and if you look at the next year, we got now to November 5th to win. We got November 5th to the 20th to close. We must close. And closing comes from everybody. You can't let these folks like Jamie Raskin steal this. They're going to try to steal Mark Elias and Jamie Raskin. Then on the afternoon of the 20th, the first 100 days of Trump's second term, his third victory in second term, we cannot allow the Republican Party, the lords of easy money, the tech oligarchs, the Chamber of Commerce to try to de-Trumpify the second term. That is what the fight's got to be every day, and you're right. This doesn't allow us any time to take off because we got to fight all three of those simultaneously. We got to win, we have to close on the win, and we have to make sure they haven't taken Trump's policies out of the second term, which they're working 24 hours a day right now to do, Alex Jones.
I look at this, Steve. Isn't it amazing to be alive right now? I mean, I've studied history. It's fascinating. Is this not – how would you describe this period of history right now?
One of the greatest moments in American history. They're going to talk about this for 1,000 years, what happens over the next couple of years. This is why, you know, divine providence put everybody in this audience, you, me, and everybody in this audience at this time and place right now. You got to step up, fully commit. If you fully commit, we'll win this thing, and we don't give up. The only way they can defeat us is if we quit. If we don't quit, we're a rising tide. We'll take the country back over. We'll set things right.
Yeah, people have to get – quitting is way worse. What happens? We have to be full in to save – people say, oh, why do you have so much courage? Courage? I'm like fighting a tyranny that will destroy us all. There's not even a question. And the good news is I'm even critical of Musk, and I get he's not perfect, but he knows we're winning, so he's coming over to our side. I mean, there's a lot of wild things happening. Warroom.org, Steve Bannon, thank you for the time. I know you're a busy man. People can find your show at warroom.org. Great job. God bless you.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you.
That was a powerful 25-minute interview, folks. We're going to post it on X. It needs to get 20 million views. Get it out now. Steve Bannon, thank you so much. All right, I'm going to cover all the news coming up and take your phone calls straight ahead. Please support us. Please pray for us. And please share the links because you are the resistance. When you take action, nothing stops you.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym
with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
When we came out with Nitric Boost 3 years ago, it was a sleeper product. I didn't even promote it. But as listeners began to use it, it has become one of our top selling products because of the incredible results they get. If you want to give your cardiovascular system a leg up, if you want to go in and help clean out and purify your blood, ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost is the way to go. You've heard Dr. Judy Mikovits talk about how it's an amazing formula. This is what she's recommended to people. Ladies and gentlemen, it does so many great things like... But you notice what happens in the morning. If you're a man, I feel like I'm 16 years old again.
When I was 16, I'd already had probably, I hate to brag, so I'm not bragging, it's actually shameful, probably 150 women or more. That's conservative.
Nitric Boost is simply amazing. It's great for women as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. But that is a limited time sale. But right now, it's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your support.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We want your soul. We want your soul. We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Show us your habits, your facts, your fears. Give us your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here, take credit, take insurance, take a loan. Get a job, get a pension, get a haircut, get a suit. Play the lottery, play football, play the field.
We want your soul. Not for sale. And it is in the conflict with evil that we discover who we are. You want to be a superhero, folks? Join Jesus. Become persecuted. Not as a victim, but as an overcomer. A man is known by his enemies. Bring it back up.
The comfort of your
here's sofa, here's popcorn, here's magazines, here's milkshake, here's blue jeans, here's padded bars, here's armpit wear, here's football shirt, here's baseball cap, here's live
hockey. Everything they sell you is debt. Everything they promote is to hurt you. Here's all night long. Because they're predators. They will not people the stars. They will not go interdimensional. They will fall away. If the situation was hopeless, their propaganda would not be necessary. Your soul.
Your cell phone, your world, your time, your ideas. No barcode, no party, no ID, no beers. Your bank card, your license, your
They're thoughts, raping us.
Your fears, no SIM card, no disc.
You're being no raped photo, by the New no World fear, Order. Your blood, your but they are failing on every front. Their UN treaties are failing. Their leaders are reviled and hated. Their system will achieve dominance for today, but it will fall the minute it takes control. They win in the third quarter. We win in the fourth quarter. When the game's over, the New World Order are the losers, not the winners. Not gonna get the soul. Not yours. I give my soul freely to God, and I want to transcend, and I will transcend. I have transcended. All right. I covered three stacks. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. 24 stacks I haven't hit. They're all insane. I've got dozens of videos from the 1960s till now showing sea levels staying the same. I've got California saying they're going to use all the chips that are in your car. Imagine they start taxing you. We told you that was coming. I've got RuPaul on national TV telling women, cut your breast off. Because a man is going to tell you how to be a woman. I got it all right here. But I want to open the phones up for first-time callers, and all I ask is you got a point to make and a clean phone line about World War III and NATO saying, hey, we're getting conscription ready. We're giving heavy weapons to Russia. We're going to start bombing Russia. We're rolling in, baby. That's World War III guaranteed. And that's their answer to populism and Trump and populists being elected all over the world. And some of them are controlled. Some aren't. Point is, people want freedom. They're going for it. It's happening. And so their answer is overturn the whole chessboard with a big, giant, disgusting nuclear war. Bare minimum, a huge kinetic war with your children being sent, my son, 21 years old, to go fight for George Soros and his degenerate son. Where are you on the draft? Where are you on World War III? Where are you on Trump? Where are you on the New World Order? That's a huge subject. You could tie any topic you want into that, but I ask you respectfully to call in on the subject of what are the globalists going to do next, because Trump's 20 points ahead in all the polls, 13 points ahead in battleground states. The New World Order is crapping its britches. So what are they going to do? Because they ain't going to give up. They got a normalcy bias that they're invincible. First-time callers, on the subject of what's the New World Order going to do, what do you think about the Russia situation? What do you think about China surrounding Taiwan and threatening to invade? They say they can take it in one day. What do you and then blaming Trump for it? Wow, that's a dandy. That's a daisy. I'm your Huckleberry. Dems in full-blown freakout. Trump got in and tried to work with him and thought, hell, I'll bring prosperity. They'll work with me. I'll give them a seat at the table. No, it's spiritual. They want power. They want control. They want evil. It's breaking on Infowars.com. Secret Service met with NYC jail officials to discuss preparations for Trump imprisonment. It's going down like Donkey Kong. And, of course, that'll just boost him more in the polls because the people are awake and the people just like Uncle Sam, that famous illustration, Uncle Sam rolling his sleeves up because He's still there. America's still there, folks. Our republic's still there. This isn't our government doing this. This is a hijacked government doing it. Yeah, we're going to cut the government down. But the government's not our enemy. I can tell you, when I'm outside a federal courthouse, I've been in these cases, or I'm at an event, my God, the red carpet rolls out with the federal marshals and the feds and all of them running out, wanting my autograph and shaking my hand, black, white, brown. And I'm just a sensor, like an engine heat sensor. When I tell you I'm well known, oh, everybody loves me, that's not, oh, I'm so great. It's, again, I am out there. I get the grassroots. 5 years ago, man, I got attacked every time I went out in public. I'd shake 20, 30 hands, and then somebody'd slap me in the back of the head or dump coffee on my face or say they want to kill my family. It happens like once a year now for 2 years. I've been confronted 3 times in 2 years. And, baby, everybody says, oh, we hope you got great security. I do some of the grocery shopping. I go to church. I go to the gym. I pump my gas. I'm a regular guy. And, man, all I get is cars driving by honking and yelling. So, again, the New World Order has done everything they can to demonize me and attack me and say I'm the devil. And it's done the complete opposite. Not because I'm some great person, but because people know the government and the corporate media is out to get them and is their enemy. That's the good news here. Roger Stone gets hunted in Florida. He lives in liberal Palm Beach, just north of Miami. He used to get attacked every day. People beat his wife out, in a little apartment they've got, everything from him, beat her up, everything. Now he gets attacked once a month. He used to get attacked every day. Again, the New World Order is in trouble. They're out of ammo. But that said, they're going to pull some major crap, and we better be talking about mass shootings, white supremacist attacks, bombings. You know it's coming. But the globalists are so paranoid and so out of control, they don't even trust their own minions anymore, because Elon Musk is coming over, and Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson. Everybody's already come over to our side because they see which way the wind blows. That doesn't mean there's some utopia on the other side of getting Trump in, but it's at least not people actively out to destroy us. We are corrupt and decadent and lazy as a population. That's what freedom does. You know the saying. It's totally true. Hard times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. Say it again. But start at the end. Weak men make bad times. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Comprende? And that's the cycle. And that's where we are. So, let's lace up our boots and get our belts on and get our packs on and get ready in the info war and realize, baby, you are in the middle of history happening right now. And there's nowhere I'd rather be. I feel so good, even though things are terrible, because I'm where God wants me to be. The Holy Spirit is aligned with me right now. And that's where I stay. And I even entertain selling out, which I would never do, but I war game it. I can't help that. And I feel, oh, Holy Spirit goes away. Oh, no, no, no. We don't even think about ever selling out. We don't even ever get there because, oh, wait. No, sir. Okay, I won't even entertain it. Even though I wasn't entertaining it, the entertaining it is entertaining it. So the minute I start thinking about selling out, God starts pulling out. So we are already over the precipice. You're not going to reverse the crisis that's here. The question is, can we mitigate it? I know I said that last hour, and I said it this hour, and I'm saying it again, because it's everything, people. This is the big change. Humans are about to develop incredible technology. They already have it. Life extension, all of this. It's amazing what God's done. The globalists don't want you to have it. They're selfish. They don't want you to have access to this. They don't want people living to 200. They don't want, they got cures to cancer and everything. They're like, God, this is ours. We don't even need people anymore. Let's just kill them. as if their own minions won't kill them in the process. As if releasing that, because they don't look 10 moves ahead, 20 moves ahead, 100 moves ahead. Because they're selfish, they're satanic. We have to take the keys away from these people. We've got to do it. And people want freedom. If you promote freedom and have a free hand to do it, we'll win, easy, without firing a shot. But our enemies are going to make us fire a shot. So let's do it in the information war now and be willing to be attacked and lied about, which is a blessing. I mean, that's the big secret of the Republican wimps, the blue bloods, because they were picked because they're lawyers and scummy families and sellout scoundrels, and they think the establishment's the way to go. And they're literally scared of a New York Times article. They're scared of a Washington Post article. They're scared of CNN talking about them. It's an honor that Supreme Court Justice Alito had his wife fly a flag upside down and say America's in crisis. That's a good thing to be attacked by the New York Times. That's a good thing to have the enemy not like you. You want that. It's not just like, oh, you can handle it. You can take it. My God, I can't even buy dinner for myself or lunch at any restaurant. Most of the time, somebody buys it for me. They send over drinks. I'm like, no, I'm not drinking. Everywhere I go, all over the United States, New York, Florida, Hawaii, North Texas, Austin, California. It's not about, oh, I'm cool, people buy my dinner. The point is, I don't pay for my dinner most of the time. Oh, this guy just paid for your dinner. This person just paid for your lunch. I was in Hawaii, and almost every meal was paid for by somebody else. Just, oh, your dinner's paid for. Oh, come here, thank you very much. And again, you'd think all these attacks would make me be a demon. And I would do that. I would still attack the New World Order, even if I got persecuted. But I've not had a Jobian experience. It's been rough. It's not been fun, some of it, but Job lost his family and everything, and then God gave it all back to him. Me, I get to sit here in like real time, because I guess God knows I'm a wimp compared to Job. It's like, dude, you get it instantly. God comes in every time. I'm just like, it's gotten ridiculous where I'm just like, well, God, there's a giant door just slammed in my face. I just got really persecuted. Some leftist just pointed a gun at me driving down the highway because they saw it was Alex Jones at the red light. That happened a few weeks ago. Hadn't told you that yet. So it's been a few things. And it's like, I just said, I love you when he's pointing the gun at me. And I just didn't call the police, just kept driving the red light, you know, turned green, just ignored it. You ever look over, the guy's like, F you, gun pointing at me. White guy, liberal, little chicken neck guy. And I was like, man, if this guy shoots me right now, man, that'll really hurt the New World Order. I was just like, And when I wasn't scared, when he was pointing the gun at me, he went, and I went, you haven't figured it out, have you yet? You haven't figured it out that I am 100% absolutely committed to this. If they SWAT team me tomorrow and threw me in irons, I'm not happy about it. I want to be with my family. But I know the minute I'm in that solitary confinement and jail cell, it's being paid forward for my family, and God's going to take care of them. And now I've reached the level of my ancestors. Now I'm a badass, like ancestors in the main war in Texas, in the main battles. I never talk about it because it would sound like bragging. I mean, those are people I want to be like them. Like Gnarls Barkley says in that great song. We'll probably play that song here in a minute. I'll butcher it, but he says, you know, I just remember I want to be like them. Those people that stood up against evil, those people that weren't cowards, those people that had strength and will. And that's what I want. I want to be like them. And I am like them. Yeah, go ahead and roll the song, then I'll hit the news. Here it is.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Lost your mind. No, you gained your mind. You don't care anymore what they do to you.
Woo! Even your emotions have an echo. And so much space,
like, whoa.
And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
just knew too much.
Hey, where are the calls? They said, boss, you had to give the number out. Wow, I didn't do that. First time callers on World War III and how do we stop it? And Trump 20 points ahead in their own fake polls, probably 30 points ahead. This is a political realignment. This is big. The UN treaty failing. But like the wolf says in Pulp Fiction, we can't start sucking each other's ding-dongs yet because the New World Order going to strike back. So don't make any mistake about that. The war is just begun and we're winning because the decision is the victory. Toll free number 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And all I'm asking is that you have a clear phone line and you're a first time caller. And we're going to take your calls next hour. All right. It's exhausting to research all this news in a good way, but also a bad way because you're like, well, I can't properly. One of these articles I got to talk 3 hours about, but I'm going to intersperse these with your calls coming up next hour. But I'm going to say this real damn clear to everybody. I know you're flooded with entertainment, flooded with media, flooded with shows, flooded with stuff, but this broadcast, the New World Order really doesn't like it because they know they've got my MO. They know I'm as real as it gets, as real as a heart attack, a precision-guided munition coming after their ass. But I can't do this without you. So I'm asking you, if you believe in what we're doing and you don't want to roll over and die to the New World Order, then are you betting on the horses that are in the fight? Are you backing the people that are taking on the New World Order? Plus, get great products. I need you to make the decision. I can't make you do it. I need you to make the decision to take the articles, take the videos, take the reports, and share them constantly. You're doing it. Great job. But others that aren't, do it. Or find somebody else you think's better. Whatever you do, get active. And then go to DrJonesNaturals.com, our sponsor, that has 50-plus amazing products, all the nano silver products, the Next Level Foundational Energy, the green caps that flush out your guts and are just it's the essence of the seeds of all these key sprouting plants. Up to 40% off. Hell, kava chill, because they had a huge order of it. 40% off. Natural kava and other things that give you really focused, clean, zen moment. It's not a downer, but it's like a smooth relaxation. It's all there. Rocket Rest, incredible sleep aid, all natural. It's all at drjonesnaturals.com. And I can't make you go to drjonesnaturals.com. I can only sell you. These are great products, and it supports what we're doing and is critical. drjonesnaturals.com. And I'm asking you now to make the decision today so we can continue this fight. I'm telling you it's critical to go to drjonesnaturals.com. And then, of course, infowarsstore.com. The books, the films, the T-shirts, the nitric boost that's so incredible, the next level, you know, quality that's there, the highest grade of fish oil, ultimate fish oil, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And I hope we get a resolution. I hope we keep InfoWars on the air. And I told you 2 years ago in bankruptcy, hey, we're not going to be shut down for at least a year. And then now the way it looks is good chance we'll be shut down. And it's okay. I just want to own the company. I'll go work somewhere else. We got bigger things like World War III and censorship, but it's an important moment to be in. So everything you ordered will be shipped to you. We're not going to get it shut down overnight. It'll be a few months. I'll know June 14th at the bankruptcy hearing. The court, the judge said, I'm not shutting InfoWars down. The plaintiffs just said, we don't want to settle. We just want to shut him down. And the judge said, well, the law doesn't say that, so I'm just going to kick out of bankruptcy. And then they're going to go to Judge Guerra Gamble, and she's going to order that the constables come and put padlocks on the doors. And we'll show it, and it'll be here, and that's when it is. And we're going to fight it in court. But, you know, people say, why do you live in Austin? It's where I'm from. I won't be doing the new show here. You can guarantee that. Won't be under her jurisdiction. But they can't help themselves. And it'll just be like Trump when they indict him and convict him and all this fraud. It'll make him bigger. So, but the enemy can't help it. They just do what they do. So, InfoWarsStore.com, go there. I imagine if this place gets shut down, which I'd say is about a 50% chance in the next few months, maybe more, I don't know, 70% chance probably. Imagine last chance to get an InfoWars shirt. And with all the legal bills and all the craziness going on, don't worry. The vultures and all of them, it's just such a joke. They're not even in the equation. And I was ready to sell. I was ready to be honest with the audience and say it's like a tax to the devil. Stay on air. We got to do this. We're still appealing all this stuff. But we're still on air. It doesn't matter. I would be honest with you, but it kind of feels really good to say, you know what? Oh, you get my farm, 127 acres, and that's all I got. And okay, got a few million dollars. It doesn't matter because it feels way better to me. And they even admitted, and this is what's crazy, is that they did this in mediation, but I couldn't talk about it because I agreed and I follow what I say, you know, and to not talk about it. But they separately told my lawyers 2 weeks ago.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hey man, what do you got?
Look, buddy, this is like your fourth time this week. What do you want to know about?
You want to talk about how JFK had a bunch of mistresses?
I don't want the surface shit. I want you to go deep.
Okay, you want to figure out why JFK was assassinated? Because he figured out that the CIA was trying to run the entire country with blackmail? You want to talk about how the CIA controls almost every country's politicians and celebrities? That all the bad shit in the world's basically coming from the same source, and they're able to control people who would ordinarily not be this evil, but because they're being compromised and blackmailed so much they're afraid of losing everything, they are extraordinarily evil, which is why you're not going to be able to get it to stop unless you bring down the whole freaking thing. Is that what you want to hear? You hate sleeping? You really want to come out of the shell and realize that nobody's allowed to just be cool and awesome like all your buddies were in school because everybody's controlled at the top of every fucking organization? Because if they're not, they just get replaced by something that is?
You thought your favorite actor got that role in that movie because he was the best actor for the job?
No. They met with him in the back room, recorded him making out with a 15-year-old and have blackmail on him and made him commit to Satan for 18 years. Then they gave him the platform because now he's controllable.
But Robert De Niro's such a good father figure.
You think Taylor Swift, Walmart, and the MLB all have the exact same very specific opinion about political ideas? You're sweet, sweet, sweet little idiot.
I'll be back tomorrow.
All right, we didn't have music going out of the break, so I missed it and finished my story. Literally, the Democrat Party, main law firm, you can look it all up, their biggest law firm, Hillary Clinton's law firm, said 2-3 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, they said, okay, well, we'll settle with you. We want Alex to not promote the Second Amendment and some other things. And they came to me and they said, okay, we don't think this is legal, but I mean, are you? And I said, hell no, of course not. I mean, it's a non-starter. But that is so ridiculous. It's so pathetic, people. And then again, they see it as, oh, InfoWars shut down. Oh, we have this big victory. Oh my God. They run corporate news articles going, Tucker Carlson has been diminished since he was kicked off Fox. He had 4 million viewers on average a night at Fox. They censored him everywhere on the web. Maybe he reached 10 million people a day web-wise. Now everything he does gets 50 million views or more. So he's 10 times bigger. That's conservative. Talked to him the other day about it. So, I mean, again, it's their delusion. Their absolute delusion. I mean, they got a committee in my bankruptcy that's run by the Democratic Party. And they literally said, $500 at a steakhouse. Who was that meeting with? Well, we're not going to tell you. It was a business meeting. I mean, it's literally like, oh, God, you're harassing me. You're asking where I spent $500. Oh, I'm so upset you're in my business. I'm going to cry now in my pillow at night. That's what you got? That's what you did? I mean, I signed on to this knowing I could be put in prison or killed. I knew it. To use the cheesy analogy, it's like Luke Skywalker climbing in an X-Wing and Han Solo says, you know, that's not an attack, that's a suicide mission. Exactly. Comprende. That's what I did. I'm in the X-Wing. And guess what? I didn't just get blown up on the first attack. I've blown up a bunch of Death Stars because of my audience supporting me. So I'm winning, hearts and minds everywhere. I'm on a roll, and I'm under attack as a man, and you think I'm going to give up so I can, have a fancier car? I mean, my life is delicious. It's frustrating to see the evil. It's frustrating to see dumb people being hurt. It's frustrating to see the children being targeted. But me as a person, I am so fulfilled. I want people who are scared of the system to hear me. I am the second most attacked person after Trump. And all it's done is create success and victory. Stop bowing to the New World Order. Stop being scared. But I do need funds to fight them. Plus, I've got great products. It's simple. I want to sell you stuff that works really great. Come back and get it. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. 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 That's the key place to go now and support the broadcast. I'm asking for your help. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. We'll come right out with your calls and tons of news. Stay with us.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Rallying patriots, trends, and global developments years before they happen right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, we got our heads screwed on real straight, baby. We want security, freedom, prosperity, a future. We're pro-human. And we're rolling up our sleeves to take on the New World Order. All right, I am loaded for bear. I've got dozens of articles, dozens of clips I want to hit. But I'm not going to get to those yet. I want to start going to your calls, and I appreciate you calling. So we've got, in the order received, we've got Jerry and Paul and Mark and Zach and Joe and Wayne and Bikini Truther and Keith and Joe and others. So we're going to go to your calls. First up is Jerry in New Mexico. Then we'll go to Mark in Florida. Jerry is a retired police officer. What's your view on the situation?
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I just noticed a disturbing trend where people are lumping in police officers, cops, with federal agents. Like, you know, we're the bad guys. We're going to take away your freedom. But
do me a favor. It sounds like you're on speaker. Can you get off speaker?
How's that, sir?
Crystal clear. Start over. Go ahead.
Okay. So I just want to let you know I've, you know, been seeing a disturbing trend of people lumping in police officers, you know, cops with federal agents, like we're the bad guys, like we're going to come take away your freedom or something. But we're not. And to be honest, cops hate federal agents almost as much as everybody else does. You know, I've worked with them for several years. They proactively stopped me from my investigations. I've been a narcotics detective for most of my career. They've gone out of their way to prevent me from doing my job. We hate federal agents, but, you know, just to let you know, we are not like them. So I'm seeing a lot on X, you know, various podcasts where they're really starting to attack the cops like the left does. But
this is a very important topic, and there are also some good feds, but the top is corrupt, obviously. But that's why they defunded police. They're blaming police for everything so they can then put leftists in those positions. They're destroying all the institutions. And the institutions have problems. They're not perfect. But if you think the police have problems now, folks, when they're communist globalists, they're 100 times worse. Exactly. The average cop has a super rough job, super stressful, just like firefighters or EMTs. These are great people. On average, I mean, I see them out there. Most cops are listeners. I totally know what you're saying is true. And then, yeah, a lot of people just in general see the corruption of the feds and they project it into their local communities. This is our government. We have to take our governments back and put our people in. Just like when a hijacker takes over an airplane, they don't really work for American Airlines. They're a hijacker. You don't blame American Airlines. You blame the hijacker. And so, yeah, our government's hijacked. I mean, what's your take on the situation?
Yeah, no, I mean, you nailed it. I talk to cops all the time, and all of them watch your show. You know, we say the same things, but, you know, we do get annoyed. Like, I love Royce White, but recently I've heard Royce White say some stuff about cops, and that kind of broke my heart because I'm a big listener of his, big fan.
I missed what he said. I mean, what did he say?
Everything you said.
What did he say?
I think it started with the Derek Chauvin thing, and it just went to saying, you know, some of you guys are just too quick to back everything the cops say. The cops are bad. And then he started rolling into the federal agent thing. And that's when I'm like, no, we're different. Like, I've had federal agents get in my way my whole career. There's been several times where I was going to do a big drug bust, and then the federal agents stopped me from doing it. You know, they say,
oh, yeah, because they're in control of it. Well, look, I mean, we certainly know that, or anybody half a brain knows, the local police are not the feds. And that's an important point. I appreciate your call, sir. All right, let's go to the next person. Let's go to Mark in Florida. Mark, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. It's a super honor to talk to you. I think you're probably more influential than Rush Limbaugh ever was, just because you have something that the Republican Party or
well, brother, I'm not trying to keep score, but I appreciate that. You know, Rush was in his time. I'm in mine. It'll be easy to look back 30 years from now and say Jones could have done better, but I think Rush meant well, and he did a lot of good work. He made a lot of mistakes, too. He was too pro-war, but, yeah, I mean, obviously, we're way more influential than Rush Limbaugh ever was.
And I think the problem is, and the problem with, I guess, if you want to lump them into the Republican Party or the right, we don't have foresight. We can't see ahead of what's going on. And that's why you're so influential, is because you have your finger on the pulse of what's going on.
And again, it's not that I'm that smart. The globalists have a plan. I study them. Republicans respond to each story like it's its own little thing. No, it's all interconnected. It's all a big plan. And so, again, the police aren't perfect. There's some bad ones. But statistically, you know, the police do a pretty good job overall. We definitely. The point is the globalists want to purge the police and take them over and make them 100 times worse. That's my point.
Correct. And the problem that I see is that if we as a party and everyone could unify and see ahead of the curve of what's coming up, we'd be able to get ahead of the situation and the elites.
No, I agree. I mean, here's the deal. Here's the deal. We're already in World War III. The question is, does it go nuclear? They've now announced NATO is sending troops to fight Russians. I mean, this is bonker town. And NATO started it. I'm not a Russophile. I mean, I got invited. I haven't announced this yet. I shouldn't even get to it. I got invited to go to Putin's big thing next month, you know, his big Russia global forum, and to be a speaker. And I can't do it. Not just the optics. Just I'm pinned down here doing what I'm doing. But, I mean, I'm not sitting there saying Russia is the answer. The difference is Russia is not going along with the globalists is the point. That's why they don't like them.
If you do that and go to the whole Russia thing, you're going to be vilified like Tucker. But problem is,
well, listen, I'm not worried about that. It's that they'll open up a CIA. They already did it. They'll open a full operation against me, and so I have to look at how successful it'd be to go on a panel and interview Putin versus what I can just do here. And I've already had this massive guilt that I haven't just shut down and gone and moved to Montana or someplace because of the nuclear war threat. So I've made the deal with myself that I'll stay at the ship, but I got to stay with my family. It literally, things are so dangerous. Like a mother hen, I got to sit on my kids and family. You understand? I'm like sitting on them. So that's why I'm like sitting here in my nest, like just sitting on them, because the weasels are in here. Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly. You know, because, you know, just like, you know, with the hens and the eggs in the nest, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm comparing myself to a hen right now. I'm trying to say I'm, you know, John Wayne. I'm literally like a mother hen just sitting on my eggs, man. And I'm just trying to, like, stop World War III and just, like, this is insane. You know, it's just all insane. And they're talking about Israel just went into Rafah and blew up tent cities. They do it every time to drive them onto the boats to come to the U.S. It was on purpose. It's disgusting. It's 40,000 dead, folks, versus a million in the Ukraine war versus China about to invade Taiwan. I'm not lessening it, but it is a distraction. Gaza and all of that is a distraction.
You're bad. You're very bad.
It's disgusting. The whole thing is it's all about Netanyahu staying in power. He stood down. He's a disgusting person. But again, 40,000 versus a million? And it's about to be billions dead? I don't want to hear, you know, the right wing all getting involved with the left and the commies. Oh, the Muslims. Blah, blah. I'm sad for the dead Gazans. The point is, it's a globalist operation to create a clash of civilizations. I see right through it. I appreciate your call. I mean, folks, we had billions of dollars of stuff burned down, hundreds killed. Like, I mean, some days during the Summer of Rage, they would kill 10 cops a day. It's like it was dozens a week, and we'd never even say their names. It's not about a cop kissing contest here. I'm not kissing cops' asses. They get rid of law and order, folks. It's total lawlessness, and that's what this is. And so we hear about George Floyd all day, bombed out of his brain on meth and fentanyl and a bunch of other drugs. And then you know, the cop worked with him in a nightclub, knew who he was. He asked him to put him down on the ground. And then they blame Chauvin for it, and they put him in prison. He got stabbed, you know, dozens of times. I mean, you know, at one time, he was stabbed like 25 times or something. Pull up Chauvin. I think he was stabbed like 50 times or something. The guy got stabbed all over his body, and the left's like, good, kill that white son of a bitch. I don't care if he's black or white. That is crazy, folks, because once they get lawlessness going, and once they get the cops to stand down, which they're already doing slow rolling, he was stabbed 22 times. Then it all breaks down, folks. They're trying to break down society. So you sit there all day and just say, ah, screw the cops, hope they get killed. That's not an easy job. I'm going to try to explain this to people. It's just, you have no idea. I can't believe they can even get people to take that job. It's like the Army sergeant working two jobs on top of his Army job to pay for his family. And he pulls in to a Black Lives Matter Antifa march, and they stick a gun in his face, and he kills him. Well, I mean, I pull up, and you point a gun at me, I'm going to shoot your ass. I mean, what? They want the lawlessness to explode to bring down society, folks, and we're that close. And when Trump gets reelected, which is looking like it's going to happen, they're going to stage race riots in America, and they're going to use a few cops that did maybe something wrong to then blow everything up. This is ridiculous. Over half the abortions in this country have been black people. And I tell black leftists, hey, do you care about the abortion of black people? No, I don't care. So you don't care they've killed 20-something million black people, 30-something million black people, chopped them up, they're a baby. No, you just care some cop with a fentanyl overdose did the wrong thing or might have done something wrong, and you sit there and talk about all that. It has no credibility. I care about everybody because God cares, and I'm following God's orders. It'd be real easy to just, because it's super popular, whites are under attack, and all the rest of this stuff, is just get up here and just say, you know, screw everybody, white people, this and that. Folks, we'll never beat this with just the white people. I mean, you can sit back and look at this. We got to get everybody on board for a pro-human future, and we got to stop this crap. I challenge anybody to say, let's starve black children to death under the UN program. You say, well, they're going to come here. They're going to brainwash them. They're going to be a weapon. Okay, well, you've got to then work harder to wake them up, and you just can't kill them. That's how God operates. No, I do love black people. And that pisses the white supremacist off. Do I not know black people are hunting white people? Do I not know the media's promoted? Do I not know with 20-to-1 attacks, there's horrible black predators out there? I expose that, but I also then point out there are a lot of great black people who shouldn't be judged by what's happening to people from fatherless homes that were brainwashed by the CIA gangster rap to do that. I don't care if it's a black person or a white person or a Hispanic person, illegal alien comes to rob you at your house, kill them. And don't be guilty about it. But don't sit there then and blame a whole group of people when the New World Order has set this up. We either come together and beat this or we lose. There's not some emperor and some white leader that's going to save us and we're all going to come. That's all horse shit. We have to unify under God. That will fix us. Period. It's a spiritual decision. It's like Q crap. Oh, it's all magic. We're winning. Everything's fine. Oh, we just have a dictator. Blah, blah, fix it. It's horse shit. I know I'm ranting. Paul in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Great to talk with you. Agree with most of what you say. And just wanted to let you know I called because you asked about how to prevent World War III, and I've been a cannabis scholar for more than 30 years. I wrote Cannabis versus Climate Change and made a film by the same title. You can see it on Vimeo. And in order to defund the warmongers, a polar shift in value needs to occur, recognizing cannabis as being both unique and essential. It's the only crop that produces complete essential nutrition and an abundance of clean energy from the same organic harvest.
Well, there's no doubt that hemp, even the non-THC variety, is an amazing plant, better than cotton, better than, it's an amazing plant and has great medical uses. But the weaponized, stronger versions of it are creating mass mental illness and schizophrenia. I've seen it with family and friends in my own life. What do you say to all the studies out that it's creating schizophrenia?
Well, you know, cannabis affects different people in different ways at different times, but the point is that the energy production potential of cannabis makes fossil fuels obsolete.
No, you're right. Yeah, it is the most important plant on earth. For folks who don't know, it is insane. Why don't you tell people that the sales until 150 years ago or 130 years ago and the oil and everything replacing whale oil, I mean, cannabis, most of it doesn't have THC. Hemp is incredible. The Declaration of Independence is written on hemp paper. Explain that to people.
Well, yeah, historically, cannabis was recognized as essential. And in 1937, a Nazi spy by the name of Harry Anslinger wrote the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937, 2 years before Hitler invaded Poland, and gutted America's strategic hemp industry.
That's right. They passed a law to not even grow hemp with no THC.
Right. And that was because hemp competes successfully with fossil fuel.
That's why the Rockefellers were against it. You're right. We can run all our cars on it. It grows like a weed anywhere. You can grow it in the desert, grow it anywhere. You're right.
Degradable plastic, safe and effective herbal therapeutics, just superior building materials, and most importantly, though, regional production of energy.
Because look, big pharma and big tech is against anything God gave us, and hemp is one of the greatest things in our arsenal. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Joe in California. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. You hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I want to bring awareness to two things. So give me a minute. First thing is I want to bring awareness to something not spoken about too much that I've seen around, or even it's not even that well known.
Do me a favor. I can't really understand what you're saying. Talk right at your telephone.
Yeah. Do you hear me well?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So I want to bring awareness to two things. First thing, something referred to as long COVID or long haul COVID. Have you heard of that?
That's vaccine damage is called long COVID.
Right. So that's not necessarily true. It's not only in connection to vaccines. I know quite a lot of people, and I keep discovering more that actually have had it not connected to vaccine at all. They actually had COVID, and ever since COVID, they've been getting these results as well. And their doctors don't believe them specifically.
Okay, so cut to the chase, because I said World War III topic, and no one's talking about World War III. It's hemp, and it's long COVID. That's great. I actually asked for a topic here. Can you respond to my topic?
Let me explain to you what...
Shut him down. Cut him off. Man, I can't take it anymore. I sit here, and I open the phones up most of the time on any topic you want to cover, and then I sit there, and I tell you, I want to talk about World War III and the election and the deep state and how do we stop it, and I'm hearing about hemp, and I'm hearing about long COVID. Holy hell, man. Wayne in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Woo, Alex! I love you, brother, and I'm glad you shut that guy down.
Well, I mean, most of the time I have open phones, you can talk about whatever you want. I said, this is a big topic, World War III.
Right.
What do you think of them trying to bring about the national draft? Is anybody concerned about that? No, we got to hear about him. We got to hear about long COVID. He's just, fine. Go ahead.
brother that's, you know, suffering from schizophrenia because of marijuana use. So, the guy from Oregon, I believe his middle name is Lucifer.
Well, let's not demonize him. Just come on.
Okay.
What's on your mind, dude? What's on your mind? Let's get some topics.
I agree. I think that we need to learn how to label both ourselves and the left in order to win this fight. I really do. I think that we need to tell, you know, our countrymen and the patriots, like, you know, that are in this spiritual fight, that we need to say, we are the party of common sense. Trump's right when it comes to that. We need to stand on that. We need to build other, you know, wonderful labels like that for ourselves. And we need to label the left for what they are. Psychotic, you know, like you say all the time, cutting off, you know, our children's, you know, breasts and penises. This is just, you know, how we need to continually label them and don't let up on that. And I also wish that we would, you know, I'm a pro-humanist like you are, and I believe that we need to, you know, can unite. We see our spirit leaders in the street together peacefully. I believe that's when we'll really begin to turn the tide of this war.
God bless you. Thanks for calling in on the topic. Not trying to be mean to the callers. It's just like, come on, guys. I'm just trying to have a discussion with you about this topic. World War III, it's looming. How do we focus on it? Because if nuclear bombs rain down, you can forget your hemp. I'm going to play a few clips here and then go to break and come back with more calls. This is Robert De Niro saying the government will perish if Trump is elected. What an honest statement. He doesn't think of the American people. He thinks of the government, the bureaucracy, the permanent state, the deep state. Here it is.
Under Trump, this kind of government will perish from the earth. I don't mean to scare you. No, wait, maybe I do mean to scare you. If Trump returns to the White House, these freedoms, goodbye, that we all take for granted. And elections, forget about it. That's over. That's done. If he gets in, I can tell you right now, he will never leave. He will never leave. You know that. He will never leave.
They're the ones that never leave. And put that video back up. Look at the Capitol Police. They've got campaigning behind him about Jan 6. That's all they've got. No, we don't like inflation. We don't like open borders. We don't like World War III. We don't like fentanyl deaths. And then you're saying Trump's a dictator when you're the people that have hijacked the country. Now, here's a clip at the Vatican of a male drag queen artist dances for kids at the Vatican. This is what's going on at the Vatican. Here it is.
Oggi mi trovo allo Stadio Olimpico di Roma per la giornata mondiale dei bambini indetta da Papa Francesco. Sono veramente emozionatissimo e non vedo l'ora di far vedere il mio spettacolo a tutti i bambini provenienti da ogni angolo del mondo. E quale spettacolo migliore se non il giro del mondo in 10 minuti? Venite con me.
Totally disgusting. So here is actress Melissa Travassa getting into a tussle at Cannes with a security guard because she unveils her dress with a picture of Jesus on it, and they think it's like pedophilia or something criminal. They got to cover it up right away. Here it is. So they can all go half naked. They can put where they want, and she has a dress with Jesus on it. And they try to grab it. And they see it. Oh, my God, it's Jesus. We got to shut this down. You got to stop it. You got to quit right now. Can't show that. I mean, that shows you who these people are. We're going to go to break. More calls coming up. Tons of news. Zach in Ohio. What are they going to do to take down Trump? What are the globalists going to pull? It's all coming up today, live. And then Maria Z from Australia in the fourth hour. Then Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, The War Room. It's InfoWars, fighting for the people. Follow me, please, at Real Alex Jones on X. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, sirens in my head, wrapped up in silence, our circus is dead. Can I be cold?
Well, Robert De Niro just got confronted in New York while he's running around the Democrat payroll to attack President Trump. He's an actor. The man is a joke. Couldn't find his way out of a wet paper bag. That video is coming up in a moment. It's on Infowars.com. It is posted on X. But right now, I got more news I want to hit here. Let's go back to your calls. Democrats in full freakout on Infowars.com over Biden's reaction and re-election prospects, Politico warns. Yeah, Trump's 20 points ahead right now, ladies and gentlemen. 13 points in battleground states on average. Some battlegrounds he's had 16 points, but on average it's 13 points. This is a rout. This is a bloodbath. This is crazy town. And so I asked the question before I took calls. I'm not mad at callers, but man, do you hear me? I respect you. I want you to respect me. I said, World War III, Trump, what are they going to do? What are they going to pull? We need to focus on that. And then you call in and you tell me about hemp or some other stuff. Man, come on. I made documentaries about hemp and how good it is. Come on. Like, I want to get people focused on stopping World War III. Do you realize how important that is? You just smoke your joints all day long when the hydrogen bomb's dropping on your head. I'm not trying to be mean. It's just holy hell. All right, let's rampage through a bunch of calls. Zach has a great question. He says, and I want to hear his answer, what are they willing to do to take down Trump? Yeah, blow his plane up, shoot him. They're crazy, folks. We should be. Wow. Thank you, Zach, for calling in on the subject. I really respect you, and I want to hear your view. Tell me.
Yes, sir. I think that the nuclear bomb is what they're going to do. I think that these people are insane. They will literally nuke a major U.S. city and blame an adversary to start World War III.
Bingo. Bingo, 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 bingo. Wow, I'm glad you're focused on. Yep, tell me more.
Yeah, you've already seen all the kangaroo court nonsense they've tried. They've done to you and they're currently doing to Trump. What else do they have left other than just strong armed violence? And
they never give up. And in criminology, past behavior is the most important indicator of future behavior.
And you know what? They're never going to give up, Alex. This has all been foretold. There will be a world governance, and the trumpets will blow, and all the chosen people will go home. But that doesn't mean it has to be this time. The prophecies could be 500 years from now. People for all time have thought that...
Well, that's right. God gives us free will and knows the end, but he lets us choose our adventure.
100%. And you know, as far as the answer goes, the answer is Jesus Christ, my friend. He is the answer. If we all unite in the name of Jesus Christ, there is no violence they can bring upon us. He is the answer. He delivers us from this evil that has trying to spread world governance and destroy everything that is righteous.
And again, we don't force it, but that's what unifies. We choose it, whether we're black or white. We choose God. That's what unifies us.
100%, my man. And I would like to mention the clip you played for Robert De Niro. When people like Robert De Niro say democracy, what they actually mean is our power, our corruption. But he's going to end democracy. He's going to end.
He's going to end the government. Yeah, your occupational government. Your high. Exactly. Love you, brother. Thanks for commenting on the topic, which was great points. That's all I ask. You say whatever you want, just on the topic, folks. I'm not going to put up with this anymore. Okay. Most of the time, it's an open phone. Whatever you want to say, when it's on a topic, it's on the topic. My God, World War III and Trump. You could put any topic into that. But you find ways not to. And I feel bad because I'm being a little bit of a jerk here, but at the same time, like, come on. It's like saying, come over to my house and play bridge. And you come over, you want to play go fish. It's like, hey, we're here to play bridge, not go fish. It's like saying you want to go to the Indy 500 and you show up and it's a golf tournament. Like, hey, dude, we're here for Indy 500. Let's go ahead and go to Bikini Truther in Nevada. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to mention the VP pick for Trump, because if he picks somebody who's a neocon or who the CIA or the deep state...
That opens the door for them to kill him. I agree. He's got to pick somebody he trusts.
Yes, and so that's the biggest way to get into World War III. Well, we're already in it, like you said. But the best way to avoid more warfare is to get someone in there that they hate more than Trump.
I agree. So who would that be? Devin Nunes, Rand Paul? Who would it be?
Elise Stefanik is one, a name that comes to mind. Ron Paul or Rand Paul. Those two people I respect.
Ooh, imagine Ron Paul. Oh, that'd be great.
But Rand Paul, and like you said, I think he could be recruited. But anyone who they don't want more than Trump.
No, I think the VP thing is very important. I totally agree with you. That's key to how they want to take Trump down. What do you make of the World War III situation with Russia and NATO announcing they're going to send troops now?
I think that one good way for the United States to stay out of it is if we implement a draft. I think, I think that Americans just aren't ready for that. I mean, people can't even, they can't even handle it if the app isn't working for Grubhub. They're not, American kids are not going to go for a draft, and neither are their parents. So that's the best way to keep America out. And honestly, that's the most important thing to me.
No, I agree, but how delusional is it that Europe says they're reinstituting a draft? I mean, it's happening. The UK Prime Minister says they're doing it. I mean, that is, it just shows how delusional, like take the main river in Paris. It's totally toxic, full of sewage. They dump sewage. It's brown. It's, and so Macron said he's going to swim in it so they can have Olympic swims there. And then now the French say we hate the government. We're all going to go poop in the river. I mean, it's just, it's literally a shit show.
I agree. And, I just don't think, Europeans will put up with it either. My son travels all over the world and he meets other travelers, and these kids are, they're not the type of people that we had during World War II. It's just, it's a different generation. I just don't think it will happen. But I do want to say one thing about Dr. Jones Naturals, if I could. I know it's off topic, but it's super important to me.
Sure.
And that is that, during COVID, I went there and I got the facial serum. It's called Super Silver Facial Serum. And I'm telling you that it's changed my life. My son started taking it. His acne went away. And it's really good for underneath the face cream that I put on every day. And so I just want, I know that you need support. And that's one item that, so that we can stay out of World War III, to keep you on air, is for people to go there and get stuff.
Absolutely. This is a patented nano silver, way beyond colloidal silver, that's in the creams, in the face spray, in the toothpaste, in the wound gel, and in the immune gargle, and it's amazing. And you're absolutely right. People that have acne have had incredible results with this, so I'm very thankful that you liked it, and I hope you'll continue to support DrJonesNaturals.com, because my dad's our big sponsor. The deep state's coming after him, and so it's a strategic place to support, plus they're great products. DrJonesNaturals.com. Anything else you want to add?
No, just I appreciate you, and God bless.
Thank you so much, Bikini Truther. And I wasn't trying to be mean blowing up earlier at the callers. I'm really worried about World War III. And the topic is not hemp. We probably should do a show on hemp. I can get the research and show it. It's way better than cotton, and you can grow it anywhere. Folks, did you know hemp is better than cotton? Makes better, softer clothing? We didn't even really use cotton compared to when we had hemp. They just outlawed it. So, yeah, I get that, but it's like I'm not talking about that right now. Now I'm mad. I bitch at the person about it. Fine, we'll talk about hemp all day then. Let's go to Joe in New York. Go ahead.
Yonkers, New York. How you doing there, Rob?
Good, brother. Welcome. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, the last Boy Scout, I'll stay on topic with you. I promised just to assuage any of your fear. I don't think we'll ever have an all-out nuclear war, because then the economists that control this world will not have control anymore. So they're not going to relinquish the control. What they will do is probably the tactical nuke, just to piss everybody off. But the progress and the sequence would probably be something to save the dollar, like your buddy Talenti said, when all else fails, they'll come to war. But they're listening to him and they're listening to you, so they're going to probably fake that and do a bunch of diversions at once.
Yeah, they can blow up like 50 tons of TNT and say the Russians launched a tactical nuke.
Well, the Russians aren't our enemy, and you know that as well as I. Russia is not our enemy. In fact, They're our friends because they're also against the central bank, the Federal Reserve that controls the planet, who also controls the CIA, and who also will be manipulating the next conflict that we have. Right now, they're going to switch out good old Joe and put somebody else in, probably, for a candidate. Trump's in their palm already because he loves the Federal Reserve Bank. He's just going to play ball. And what we're going to probably have is some controlled conflicts around the world, but we won't have an all-out nuclear war. You know that. It'll do something to
well, I mean, I hope that's the case, but the buttons they're pushing with Russia could lead to that. And I hear you. Trump does work with the system and tries to use it for the people instead of abolishing the Federal Reserve. There's actually legislation introduced right now in Congress to abolish the Federal Reserve. We had that 111 years ago. It's time to get rid of the Federal Reserve.
Everybody that tries to stop them, they kill them. Like that with that guy McFadden, they poisoned his butt right after the Federal Reserve Bank took over. They're coming after everybody. They came after JFK. By the way, his nephew should wake the hell up because they're going to, we won't go there. I know John probably bit the bullet, too, because I was flying that day. I'm a pilot, and I was flying out of Bridgeport. In fact, I interviewed with a radio station about spatial disorientation, which wasn't fact, because the Manchurian candidate pilot was taken out of the plane. That's why the Coast Guard closed that area down for 14 hours. Anyway, I don't want to digress. Let's stay on topic.
All right, brother, I hear you. I'm going to get everybody else. Thank you, Joe, for calling on topic. James in Florida, we'll go to you, and then Chris and Michael and Jeremy and Ed. That'll be it for calls. Maria Z is going to take over, but we got 15, 20 minutes till that happens, so I'll host the first five. But since I mentioned it, here's the clip we already played of De Niro attacking Trump and saying he's going to be a dictator because he's against the permanent dictatorship, the deep state. And then the new clip of him being shouted at, people calling him a loser, which he is. Here it is. Yeah, so go ahead and play clip 9.
Under Trump, this kind of government will perish from the earth. I don't mean to scare you. No, wait, maybe I do mean to scare you. If Trump returns to the White House, you can kiss these freedoms goodbye that we all take for granted. And elections, forget about it. That's over. That's done. If he gets in, I can tell you right now, he will never leave.
Reading off a script.
He will never leave.
He's a puppet.
You know that.
It's a fake man.
He will never
leave. You are gangsters. You are gangsters.
You're washed up.
Fuck you.
You're a new punk. You're a softie. You're a nobody. Your movies suck. You're trash. You're trash. You're done. You're done after this, my guy.
New York hates Robert De Niro. He's an actor, people. He's a wimp. He's a punk. He's a nobody. Couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper bag. Truly disgusting person. Let's go ahead and go to Chris in FEMA Region 9. That's on the West Coast. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First time, long time. And I want to be on topic. I think it would be important for your InfoWarriors to have an SOP to countermand the globalist system. So what I mean is, you know, you remind them daily of some steps that they can take. As normal, average people, I can't reach out to everybody. But you can. You got a huge audience.
So explain, I love this. What is the standard operating procedure to counter the New World Order? Admit you're under attack first, then what do you do?
No, sir. It's a list of things that we could do as individuals. And I'll give you some examples of that. Now, I get the word of mouth about spreading about InfoWars and buying your products. I take bodies, it cut the edge off my tinnitus, great. But, for example, January 6th, obviously that was an operation to prevent us from exercising our rights to peacefully protest. So what we need to do to countermand that is leave your phone at home. If you want to go and leave your phone at home but you're still scared, wear some sunglasses, maybe a COVID mask. Whatever it takes for you to get there. And I'm saying this because a lot of your audience members, they know already what to do. And they understand these things. And I you probably expect that, but so many of them don't. And the proof is, when I went to a protest in my state, when the last election was stolen, man, there was 24 people there. And, you know, I see that because of fear. People were afraid because of January 6th. You got to counterman that and do whatever it takes to go to a peaceful protest. Other things, for example, and you can add more, but your InfoWarriors need to be reminded on a daily basis. Now, you're smarter than me. You could think of better things. Here's some examples I have. If you have a streaming service that continually promotes DEI initiatives, especially to our children, you need to cancel that subscription. I know it's hard. It's tough. Small sacrifice. Do it. We need to show everybody these systems are still in place and they're thriving. We need to shut them down. You know, another example, online retailers. Online retailers, some of them are so easy. They make our lives, you know, easier to deal with. But they promote values that we're against. They ban books. They censor speech, etc. Cancel your subscription. Do not use them. And, you know, that's all I got to say. If you could set up a daily protocol for your InfoWarriors and remind them small steps that they could take, because a lot of them don't know what to do or aren't willing to do it, that's all I'm asking. And that could help to stop World War III.
I agree, brother. I really appreciate your fine points. Thank you, Chris. Ed in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm a first-time caller, Alex. I'm 58 years old, and you know, I've been to the Soviet Union in 1986. I was there in January. I was there right before the Chernobyl incident. You know, I went to Ukraine.
Wow.
I was a political science student. I was engrossed as heavily as you were. You know, I hear about your reading and everything. I mean, I just sucked it right up. I returned there in 1996. For the presidential elections, and you know, I had hundreds of rolls of film. I got into photography, and even had a chance to meet Professor Stephen F. Cohen and Katrina Vandenhoeven. We were hanging out in front of the Duma building, and we went, Professor Cohen was saying, well, you know, there could be tanks coming down the street. You know, we weren't sure whether that process would have commenced, but you know, I saw Yeltsin dancing on the stage drunk. And, you know, I've been to Gaza and, you know, I had a chance to look at all the poverty and everything there, you know, hundreds of rolls of film. And, you know, I heard what, you know, I followed it very closely. And, you know, I first became aware of your program. A gentleman was handing out DVDs and I got to watch your excellent documentaries on 9/11. And, you know, I started thinking about all this and, you know, at this point, you know, when you're talking to Mr. Bannon, you know, when's this going to happen? Are we under the threat of World War III? Acutely, yes. I'm sorry to report that. And, you know, before the election, I say most probable, most probable. How did this come to be? Well, you know, we've been at war with the Russian Federation since the Berlin Wall came. And most acutely, right after 9/11, every country that we attacked was an ally of the Russian Federation. So we had this cover of the war on terror. It was really a war on the Russian Federation. And, you know, Trump gets in, and we have a breath of fresh air. You know, I felt at peace, and I'm sure you felt it too. You know, we all had a sense of relief. You know, we could go to our families, we could relax.
Sure, the big issue is what's going to happen now with NATO openly sending troops. That's now happening. Oh. France and a bunch of others. So they're not giving up. They're just going to double down. This is insane. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Michael in Boston. You're on the air on the Ukraine war. Go ahead.
Alex, my name's Mike, and I'm a Ukrainian-American. I'm first generation. My parents emigrated over here after World War II. I'm the youngest of five, and I'm just, you know, like, I wish I knew you because I could talk to you for like 5 hours. I have so much to say, and I know I don't have time to say it, but this is like, you know, Obama's wet dream, the globalists. They've got that one corner of the world, that one last vestige of, like, the white world, and I know I'm going to be seen as a white nationalist just for saying that, but you got Russia and Ukraine, and that's pretty much about it. And
sure, got, I mean, the left wants to get rid of Russia because they're not doing the multicultural thing. That's a fact.
Well, you got white killing white over there. You got Christian killing Christian. They're practically the same blood.
No, I mean, it's horrible. It's like cousins killing each other.
Zelensky's got got to go. I got a funny feeling, you know, I'm not actually, but I think Zelensky's hiding over the Polish border because, you know, they can't get him there because, you know, it's NATO country. So I think he hides over in Poland. And that's why.
Well, let me ask you this. The Ukrainian Americans, you know, by the way, compliments to your women. They're about as good looking as they get. I'm sorry. I just got to add a little caveat in there. I saw this super hot blonde at the grocery store the other day. And I said, let me guess, you're Ukrainian. She said, how do you know? She got freaked out. She's like an amazing look, Melania Trump. But getting serious here, where do you see all this ending?
Well, I honestly, I'm glad you brought that up because I've been thinking about what to say while I've been waiting. And it's hard to, you know, have your thoughts ready. But I don't think Russia's ever going to leave because put it this way, like Putin had to go in. Like they kind of gave him no choice because think about it this way. I was thinking of this. If let's say he had, when he hadn't gone in yet, if U.S. and NATO had like just moved troops in there and say, Ukraine asked us, he would have never been able to go.
And they were about to do that. So let me ask you this then. The Ukrainian Americans, you know, what do they think?
Oh, they're completely against it. I mean, we have our issues with Russia. My mother lived through the Holodomor. I don't have time to get into all, but I mean, you know, they're against it. They don't want to fight Russia. They just want to live peacefully. It's the second largest country in Europe, but it's a small country compared to Russia, and they're right next door to them. They need to remain neutral. I understand there's a lure to some people to go with the West. You know, they think of the old back in the, you know, Elvis and blue jeans and American muscle cars. No, it's not. Do you know what else comes with it? Decadence, homelessness, drug addiction, pornography, all the filth and decay that's going to be...
Well, that's right. Eastern Europe is rejecting the West, the evil globalist West, which we can only admire. I mean, that's good.
Listen, Alex, I don't think he's ever going to be able to leave because think about it. Let's say we're going to truce this and that, and he pulls out. The next day, NATO will just roll in, and then they'll never leave. So, and then he'll be screwed. You know what I mean? There'll be weapons right there on his border. So
that's why Russia did this, is that Russia knew it was an existential threat.
Yeah, and I hate it. I hate Alex. I walk around, Alex, I'm praying so much. I find myself praying several times a day now. I'm a Roman Catholic, but I'm
well, that's because you're smart. So let me ask you that question. What is Russia going to do now that NATO's sending troops? Because it's happened, folks. It's happening.
Listen, if we're stupid enough to actually make an actual move, God forbid, because we're all going to have hell to pay. And I know Russia doesn't want to do it because they'll get new train down on them, but Russia's not going to allow their country to be invaded and subjugated either. God, hell, you know, hell be damned. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's no doubt the Russians aren't going to blink, so.
Well, you know, if we're stupid, with the stupid leadership we have in now, God knows what the hell they'll do. And another thing, De Niro, what happened to him? The Deer Hunter. Taxi Driver, some of my favorite all-time iconic movies. This guy's turning into like he's an old woman trying to stay relevant now, and he's got nothing to say.
Well, the word is he's been involved in the Epstein stuff.
I think if someone dug deep enough, they'd find out that Trump screwed him out of a real estate deal somewhere in New York City because he's got a personal hard-on for Trump. You know what I mean?
Well, Trump definitely beats people in business. He is something else. That's the Scots, man. You know, his mother's Scottish, and... Trump is something else in business. He doesn't cheat you, but he will run your ass over. He probably did screw De Niro. That's probably true.
You know what kills me too is I was just planning on going over to Ukraine because I'm single and I, you know, like you said, the women, I was going to go over there and look. I don't dare go over there now. Anything could happen to me. I can't step foot in that country.
Yeah, they'll throw you in the front lines.
Yeah, they'll just press gang me. And they're like, oh, you fit, you're an American? Yeah.
The Ukrainian women, we got a God made some really great creations right there. Good Lord. I said, you're Ukrainian. She says, how do you know? And I said, baby, I can tell. Right. I'm sorry, I'm married, but I was just like, wow. All right, we'll be right back. I'm going to take a few more calls. Infowars.com. Stay with us. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up. And they smash the bones and guts of the fish. And it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is. And it's pure fish oil. And it's not been pasteurized. And it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality. Ultimate fish oil. At InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, final segment before Maria Z takes over. Russell Brand put out a video about the King Charles painting, and he didn't really put the best images up of the demons, so that's coming up next segment when she takes over. But right now, let's go to Jeremy in Ohio. Jeremy, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. My favorite product is the HGH Max that you guys used to have. It helps me sleep like a baby. And my question is, I'm going to ask my question and hang up, so I'm pretty nervous. What do you know about the third prophecy of Fatima as it relates to World War III?
Well, I'm not Catholic, but I have read the prophecy of Fatima and about World War III, and I'd have to look it back up. But, I mean, I think we're pretty much there. What do you think?
I think you're right. I've never been more religious in my life because I see the Bible is coming true. And I think we're going to see a rapture probably between 2028 and 2033, if I had to guess.
I mean, I know this. Prophecy is fulfilling itself right now.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, Jeremy. Yeah, this is the time to be talking about that, folks. That's what I'm wanting callers to call in about it. I want your view because this is big. I mean, this is their NATO troops are marching in to Ukraine right now. I covered it in the first and second hour. It's insane. It's hard to believe it's happening. James in Florida, last caller ahead of Maria Z. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm doing all right, brother. Go ahead.
I'm really happy to be on here. It's amazing. So you do such a great job. Just love you, man. So on the subject of World War III and World War II, the Nazis never really went away. You know, the Nazis are in control of most of the major corporations in the world today. You know, companies like Bayer, BASF, okay? You got Pfizer, and you had IG Farben back in the day. Well, BASF and Bayer.
Bayer Pharmaceutical?
Yes, Bayer Pharmaceutical and Bayer Big Chemical. I'm in the chemical business. I make wood finishes and natural finishes. Otto Bayer invented polyurethane in 1937. And Otto Bayer wasn't connected, wasn't the Bayer family supposedly, but he became the head of the board of directors of Bayer, the big chemical company, and the pharmaceutical company. Bayer and BASF joined forces, and they funded the Nazi war machine. And one of the ways they funded the Nazi war machine was the invention of polyurethane. They used the chemical coatings industry to fund the Nazi war machine, as well as the big pharmaceuticals.
Yep.
And they never went away. They're here today.
And I mean, Bayer got caught 20 years ago putting HIV and hepatitis in shots for hemophiliacs on purpose. And that's mainline news. Like, that's evil. Like, that's evil.
Evil as evil can be, and they are satanic. The Nazis were Satanists. And look, what do you have today? Look what's going on in Ukraine right now. These guys are flying SS flags.
And you've got Boris Johnson, the former British Prime Minister, posing with a Azov Battalion Nazi flag.
Yes, yes. So the Nazis never went away. World War II is still being fought. So World War II and World War III are just molding into each other. And what we have today, the problem is Western culture and Western society has funded the Nazi war machine by buying their nonsense BS products.
And, I agree. That's why we've got to shop and support the independent economy. That's why they want the ESG and the central bank digital currency to make us buy their products.
We write blogs about this all the time. We put them out every week. My brother Michael is the author of a lot of them. I'm the inspiration for all of them. I give him the information.
Tell us, what do you do? You do memes? What do you do?
We make a product called Odie's Oil. It's a natural wood finish, concrete finish, plastic finish. It's made from tung oil and natural essential oils and waxes. And we beat any polyurethane, any film form.
I love it. Give me your info. Guys, get his name and number. Maybe he can be a sponsor.
So,
all right.
Sure.
Name and number. Give it to me right now. All right. I'm out of time. I want to air this Russell Brand clip. Because Russell wanted to make me the prophet. He's like, oh, Jones saw something no one saw. Everybody saw the demons in the Prince Charles video. So we're going to air that. And then Maria Z is going to take over. Please support us. I need your support to keep fighting. Go to DrJonesNaturals.com. Get Next Level Foundational Energy. Get the Nano Silver products. Get it all. DrJonesNaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com with the Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock, 40% off, and Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Those of us that live in these spaces are well aware that there have long been rumors that the royal family are interdimensional beings. People say that sometimes. Sometimes they say that the king has extraordinary and perhaps interdimensional connections at that. So when those rumors are around, it's a bit like if you're the president of Iran, don't travel by helicopter. If you are King Charles, don't have a weird satanic portrait done of yourself. Actually,
I think I will have a weird satanic portrait done of myself.
Now, when you blow that up and even zoom in on the little fractal levels, it's demons repeated over and over again. So it looks like they fed into AI a whole bunch of different Baphomets and demons and then had to create a fractal design. And you've got like the Stargate back there and the rest of it. I mean, this is hardcore. Extreme. And of course, you can see the little devil tail behind him. But when you zoom out even more, then you see that it's actually making the face of Satan.
Okay, let's have a little look at that extraordinary portrait right now. I mean, first of all, people are talking about it, and there is a monarch butterfly on it. Now, the monarch butterfly, isn't there an MK Ultra style mind control technique connected to monarch butterflies? Why would King Charles have a monarch butterfly? Well, I suppose he's a monarch. Perhaps we're looking too deeply. Perhaps this is like when people talk about that tattoo. You've got a monarch butterfly, which I think is some sort of MK Ultra deal. Now let's have a look at this woman's analysis. It's amazing. If you've not seen this yet, you'll love it.
So I saw this online, and before I posted it, I wanted to check if it was right. So I cropped in half one of the pictures of King Charles, and I mirrored it, and then I cropped it again. So I have two of the same picture. Now I am taking it in on the right-hand side in order to make one of them smaller. Now, as you can see, I've opened up my Instagram stories because I find it really easy to edit things together. It's a little bit awkward. This is the picture the correct way up. Now, I'm going to turn it upside down. I find Instagram really easy to mess around and spin pictures around. Now, I'm going to get the other version that I took the right-hand side off and match them up together. Take a look at that. That's why I had bad vibes about this picture. As soon as I saw it in the red, and it just seemed a little demonic to me. But there you go. A little happy, smiling demon.
Do you think people would say, oh, you could do it of anything. You could do anything. Like, I've turned it upside down. I inverted it. I put it back together. That artist, I feel like he did those pictures of George W. Bush that were a collage using pornographic images. Is that right? What do you think? Do you think that's... Let me know, one, if you think that's a stretch, or two, if you think they're deliberately doing that, because I know that Alex Jones is absolutely the garble watch, dumbest thing on the show ever. All right, fair enough, fair enough. I don't know, I mean, that is a little demonic. But you did have to sort of move those things around. I don't know, let me know. Let me know what you guys think. Why do they do that? Why do they use sigils and insignia of darkness in such an extraordinary an astonishing way? Hey, thanks for watching. If you want to see more uncensored content where free speech can flourish, join our live stream. Click the link right here to watch the next video if you want to, or become a member of a growing movement. Download the Rumble app and you'll be informed every time we make a new piece of content. Stay free.
Many years ago, I coined the term 360 win. That's another way of saying it's a non-zero sum game. When you have a some game, it's a pizza, there's only so many pieces, it doesn't get bigger. But if something is symbiotic, if something empowers everybody involved with it, it is a 360 win. When you visit drjonesnaturals.com, you're not just supporting our broadcast by getting the products, you're getting game-changing products that really, really work and are amazing. All of the Nano Silver products, incredible products like Next Level Foundational Energy, products like Top Brain, an incredible nootropic, Rocket Rest, an incredible natural sleep aid, and dozens of other products not available at InfoWarsStore.com or exclusively available at DrJonesNaturals.com, and to keep the show on the air, and they're amazing, a 360 win. So please follow the links below to DrJonesNaturals.com, and I thank you for your support. And for breaking news and updates, be sure and follow me at Real Alex Jones here on X.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z. And yes, we absolutely are at war, humanity. Not only are they escalating us to potential nuclear war, but we are, humanity, has a war being waged on it. And part of that war, of course, is the poisons that they put in our foods. Part of that war is the poison shots that they want to continue to roll out. The WHO says, oh, we're going to have more injections for bird flu. And of course, you know that their attempts for the IHR and the treaty somewhat failed this week. But if you haven't seen it yet, on my Rumble, Maria Z, all one word, I did a broadcast last night, and it's now up on the homepage of zmedia.com, on an alternative backdoor document that the WHO has basically asked every single country to agree to. It's not legally binding like the treaty and the IHR, but this document is asking the world still to give authority to the WHO. So it's not over until it's completely over. But a huge part of exposing this assault on humanity involves paying attention to geoengineering or solar radiation management. Whatever you want to call it, they're spraying our skies and poisoning us through various means. And now there's been an admission from the UK government of it. In fact, my guest today is an investigative journalist and content creator. His name is Lewis Brackpool from the UK. He's done an FOI request and had stunning admissions from the UK government. He's going to talk to us about it today. Lewis, welcome.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Lewis. It's great to see you. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I came across this interview that you recently did with Jim Ferguson, started looking into your research, and I was absolutely astounded at the open admission now from the government. Yes, absolutely, we're geoengineering. This is great. And, you know, it's astounding to me. I actually found... myself through an investigation that I conducted, contracts in the US uploaded onto the NOAA's website some time ago, and this was damning at the time, but now we actually have admission from the government. So tell people a little bit about yourself and what you've uncovered.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, first of all, for having me on. You're one of the very few people, including Jim Ferguson, that you mentioned that you saw that actually wants to talk about this subject. So thank you very much. I really, really appreciate it. So my name is Lewis. I've been an investigative journalist for a couple of years now. I run mostly on X, Instagram, YouTube, Rumble, all of those. And I never believed in geoengineering. I never believed in the practice. I thought it was, I got to be honest, I was a bit of a normie at one point. I thought it was just some, you know, just run-of-the-mill conspiracy theory or whatever. But I recently saw a story come out of the U.S. called, it's to do with the San Francisco Bay Marine Cloud Brightening Program that was very recently disclosed.tv aired the story, and it showed that the government was pushing salt crystals up into the atmosphere to brighten the clouds in order to stop or slow down the process of global warming. And the public was not admitted to this until the day that they decided to start the experimentation. And I thought, that's wrong. We need to look into this. So I decided to send off seven governmental departments, or seven freedom of information requests to seven governmental departments here in the UK to see whether there was projects here. And what they sent me was quite incredible. We had two replies, one from the Met Office, which is the UK's weather forecaster, and the other was the UKRI, which is the United Kingdom Research and Innovation Council. Now, the Met Office, our weather forecaster, replied with a 25 publication sheet of all these different types of scientific publications done on geoengineering, solar radiation management, stratospheric aerosol injection. And the Met Office made it clear, we do not condone geoengineering, we're not part of geoengineering, but here are some research projects. And they say it's hypothetical cloud models. Now, when going through these publications, because a lot of the time people will see that and say, oh, there's nothing there. But one of the first was all to do with the Paris Climate Agreement and in context with temperature goals, Agenda 2030, all of that nonsense. And the reply, or the, if you go through this particular sheet, you could see that they were citing real experimentation within these hypothetical, quote unquote, data analysis runs. So I thought, okay, that's a bit strange. I asked for funding, and the Met Office in particular was receiving 150k from the United Kingdom government and other different departments. But there was a United States NGO called Silver Lining, to which I'd never heard of this NGO before. And looking at it, if you go on their website, you can see under the equity tab that they have a Young Global Leaders Initiative, which immediately, as soon as I saw Young Global Leaders Initiative, we know World Economic Forum, so checked there. And the executive director, Kelly Wanza, has ties to the Pritzker family, who have donated to this NGO, who has co-written articles on geoengineering, one titled on the World Economic Forum's website called Can We Geoengineer Our Way Out of Climate Change? And it shows all different types of techniques, such as stratospheric aerosol injection, such as marine cloud brightening, and even space initiatives by putting up big disks into the sky to try and reflect sunlight. All of these crazy ideas, yet they were handing over $200,000 to the Met Office alone. Now, on the UKRI, the Research Council, they admitted that there was over 327 geoengineering projects that were being funded through universities, and an extra seven results if you type in through their gateway system, stratospheric aerosol injection. Now, when I asked, I want to see physical experimentation rather than just these climate models, the reply that I had was actually, there might be some physical experimentation within this 327 projects that are being funded through British universities. And I thought, right, well, I need to get to work and put this information out there and get people having a look at it, basically.
So they said that there might be, but they haven't specified exactly which projects are currently being undertaken. And I know that you have requested further information from them. What I was, you know, quite impressed about with you, Lewis, was there's a lot of people talking about this. Obviously, the skies don't look right. This is the acceleration of the activity in the skies. The, you know, GT stripes in the skies has certainly increased post or during and post COVID. It's unbelievable. Yes. It's impossible to see a clear sky these days, at least in Australia. I don't know what it's like everywhere else. When I was in the United States, it was shocking in Texas and Florida. I mean, you know, just grids everywhere. But more and more people are paying attention to this. And you know, you've actually done something about it. You've gotten this, submitted this FOI request and gotten an admission. I wanted to play a clip of Jim Haywood at the Met office. He's the aerosol research manager team. If you can cue that clip up, and what he actually says about some of the risks of this technology.
Carbon dioxide removal is often thought of as a relatively benign kind of geoengineering because you're simply reducing the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. It's not quite as simple as that because a lot of the land that would be used for general agricultural practices like they are at the moment would have to be converted into land for specific growing of biomass burning. So there's certainly some ecological implications that are associated with CDR. Solar radiation management, the main conclusions that are coming out of the solar radiation management studies is that you cannot get a no temperature change Earth, no global mean net temperature change, without there being some regional side effects. So although you can hold the temperature of the Earth fixed at, say, present day conditions, you will get regional responses in both temperature. For instance, the poles will warm up more than the equator, and you will also get impacts on precipitation.
It's just astounding to me because this gentleman is obviously, you know, he doesn't even seem like a bad guy. And he's talking about some of these risks, you know, he's talking about some of these risks, the risks associated with carbon dioxide removal, solar radiation management, the regional responses to this. Of course, we actually have a rainmaking legislation in Australia. And as part of that, it actually says that adjoining states, even though it only happens in the state of Victoria, adjoining states can be affected by it. Of course, you know, rainmaking isn't the only thing that they do in terms of cloud seeding, but I find it fascinating that this assistant aerosol research manager, sorry, at the Met office is openly talking about all of these risks associated with it. I wonder whether through your FOI you found projects involving carbon dioxide removal or solar radiation management, considering they're risky.
I did find all of this. They within the 25 publications the Met Office actually cited. What was interesting is I got to about the 10th one, I'll be honest, and I wanted to just blow my brains out because it's such boring jargon, so forgive me. But the first 10 going through, I saw an immediate pattern, and the pattern was that it isn't safe, and exactly what this gentleman was saying. It has regional effects, and even it talked about harmful effects to humans. I mean, the idea of throwing sulfur up into the atmosphere to recreate a volcanic eruption, it's not going to be good if you're going to continue to keep doing that over a region or over a populace. So it is quite sinister in that way. And same with that Silver Lining NGO. I forgot to mention that on this website, Silver Lining, the executive director, Kelly Wanzer, has actually put out a quote on the website, and you can read it for yourselves and the audience can read it for themselves. She explicitly states that they do not have enough information to say whether this is safe and whether these types of practices are actually safe in the long term. So there's so many questions left unanswered with regards to this. And of course, this will be an ongoing investigation through myself and various other people have pulled together to want to help, which is fantastic. I've got some pilots as well that's been part of either the RAF and commercial as well. Excuse me. And they've been looking into it as well. And they've been looking into other factors with regards to grids, like you mentioned earlier, within the sky, and just trying to figure out what's going on. But the key message that has come back from this is there is research. There is millions and millions of pounds just in the UK alone through universities funding projects all to do with this. And they've all come to around the same conclusion that they still don't believe it's safe, and they don't have the long-term implications to suggest that it is safe. And that is a big concern, considering that so much money is being pumped into this and there's so much hype within the climate alarmist community to want to get involved in climate intervention.
Yes, and I recall, see, nothing's changed, Lewis, in terms of them not being able to assure the public about whether it's safe or not, because it's not. And so they keep this position of, oh, we're just not sure, because later on down the track, they all say, oh, you know, plausible deniability. We did the best that we could with the information we had at the time, just like health officials are doing now when everyone's dropping dead. But yeah. I watched a documentary quite some years ago by Dane Wigington of geoengineeringwatch.org. I think it was either Franken Skies that I saw it on, or one, or The Dimming. I don't know. Yes. Anyway, in his documentary, he's talking to this, you know, geoengineering advocate. I wish I could remember the guy's name now. And he basically says, well, we don't really know what the risks are. We're just riding on the coattails of our grandkids. I mean, these people are mad scientists. And, you know, team, if you don't mind just going full screen for a moment for me, this investigation that I did, this is up on zmedia.com. I know Lewis doesn't like the word chemtrails, but we're going to use it here. I did this investigation in June of 2023, and this features all of the geoengineering projects listed on the NOAA's website, buried deep on the NOAA's website. It shows you projects happening in Utah, Colorado, all over Texas, California, everywhere. This literally could be used, in my opinion, in lawsuits, the evidence contained within that report. And so please, if you haven't seen it, go to zmedia.com, type in smoking gun on the interviews page. It's also up on our band.video channel. So you know, this is not new, Lewis, but as with anything, we need more evidence piled on to be able to do something about it, and that's what you've done here. I'm interested in this Silver Lining company, because what I did find when I was digging around in for Australian geoengineering projects, they have done cloud seeding and things of this nature, but there was also a company that was based in Switzerland, doing the geoengineering from Jordan, making it rain in Australia. And at the time, I mean, no one knew about it. So they're doing from Jordan, making it rain over here. I mean, and that was 2016, I believe it was. So how much more advanced is their technology now? I'm keen to know about some of these players, and Silver Lining is obviously a key player in the UK. Some of these players that are doing this behind the scenes without the public knowing, perhaps even internationally, because they're a US company involved in the UK.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned some great examples there as well. There's one within the UK is a very famous example of RAF rainmakers in 1952. Even The Guardian done a spread about it back in 2001 and explained about how the RAF was seeding down in a place called Lynmouth, which is on the coast near Devon. And it created a flash flood which killed 30 people. And people wanted an inquiry about this, and this was going on for years, but they were obviously hailed as conspiracy theorists, of course. And it was later declassified that the RAF actually admitted this. And you see this sort of pattern over the years, or over the decades, of slowly declassifying this sorts of information as we go. And I mean, this was 1952. So like you mentioned earlier, the technology has obviously changed over these decades. And I decided, I mean, it's a long shot, but I might as well give it a go. I sent another Freedom of Information request to the cabinet, so the government and the Ministry of Defence, to request for any weather modification to be declassified within the last, historically is what I've asked. And I've asked for the steps to take in order to acquire this. And I think from what I was doing some research on how to declassify these documents is you need a big public backing, meaning it needs to be within the public interest. And now a lot more people within
Lewis,
the UK, within
sorry, Europe. we're about to go to break. I just saw the timer. Forgive me. We've got like 10 seconds on the clock. Right after the break, I want to talk about what it is that they require to declassify this and how the people can fight back. Don't go anywhere. This is so vital.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
Alright folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Biomineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, still good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z of ZMedia.com. The mainstream media is openly reporting on the fact that we have, more gloomy news. White House says it's open to plan that would block the sunlight from hitting the surface of the earth in bid to limit global warming. These people are destroying our agriculture. Farmers all over the world are reporting struggling with their crops. They want to destroy every facet of life. And this is just another aspect of the war on humanity. It's geoengineering. It's solar radiation management. Imagine wanting to remove the sun that God put on this earth for a reason. The vitamin D is crucial for human beings to absorb. From the sun. We're going to block it out and we're going to just cover everything in nanotech and make the world metal and connect it to the Internet of Things. I mean, these people really, really are crazy. But my guest today, Lewis Brackpool, has done a fantastic job with an FOI request that's come back with astounding admissions from the UK government. Lewis, right before the break, you were talking about the what basically people needed to do in order to access more information, or perhaps I'm butchering that. Please continue with what you were saying before the break.
That's okay. Once again, thank you so much for having me on. And yeah, so in regards to freedom of information requests and trying to declassify certain documentation with regards to weather modification, I'm also in the process, and I know it sounds like a bit of a stretch, but I'm in the process of trying to declassify more documents with regards to weather modification historically. So I said, I'll just read out what I've just sent. It says, I'm seeking information on the following. Number one, declassification of documents. Please provide details on the procedures and criteria used by the Cabinet Office for declassifying documents related to government activities in the field of weather modification. Specifically, I'm interested in understanding the process for reviewing and releasing classified documents to the public. So I want to try and figure out what it is and how, if you need a public backing, if you need a campaign behind this, because now that geoengineering, weather modification and all of these types of practices are becoming, I hate to say it, mainstream, and that more people are starting to want to talk about this a lot more. We've seen recently in Dubai with the floods and, of course, the Dubai government actually having a cloud seeding program. We've seen it in Saudi Arabia. You mentioned about Australia as well. The United States has a massive seeding program over there. In the UK, I'm not quite sure if we have a program as such, but there is evidence to suggest that there is just so much more to uncover, especially with all of these publications sent to me in terms of research. And of course, what the universities are paying or pumping through tens of millions into stratospheric aerosol injection research projects, along with geoengineering and solar radiation management, marine cloud brightening, and of course carbon capture as well is all the rage.
Yes, all the rage, and yet we need carbon. Is the gas of life. We remove that from the atmosphere. What exactly is life on planet Earth going to look like? Probably Bill Gates 3D printed meat, I guess. I mean, what exactly is going to be left that's living on this earth? These people are insane, Lewis.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And to see it all uncover as well is just, I mean, unbelievable. I mean, like I was telling you earlier, I didn't actually believe in this personally. It wasn't sort of a subject that I wanted to really sort of put my foot in. But now, after sending this FOI request, just out of curiosity, it's all come back and I've just been completely blown away with what I've been sent. So there's a lot more to uncover, and that's just what they're giving me that's now within the public domain. So that's what's interesting about it too, is that's just what they're letting on via this. And they say it's very easy to access all of these types of gateways. For example, I was explaining in the first part of the show about the UKRI, the United Kingdom's Innovation and Research Council, was showing a gateway of all the different types of projects, 327 projects, and an extra 7 when you type in stratospheric aerosol injection. And when asked, can you provide me some real experimentation. They said, well, within these 327 plus the extra seven, there may be some physical experimentation, but going through 327 projects is quite the task. So they've put it up on their gateway for people to access. And I've made a video recently on my channel where you guys can go and have a look. And I've, of course, put the links in for people to go and delve in for themselves, because it's quite a huge task. And doing that by myself is it's very intense.
Yeah, look, when I came across the NOAA database, I tried to rapidly download everything in case they removed it, especially after I did that report on what was on their website, because generally, and I mean, this has happened time and time again, I'll report on something and then all of a sudden it comes down. And so, and then, you know, you have to go through web archive and sometimes even then you can't find it. So, but it seems like they're very open to it. I mean, there's the Met Office openly talking about it. They're going through this normalization period, where, yes, as you said, it's sort of becoming mainstream now, and it's happening in every single country. I actually, want to give a shout out to Slovakia Geoengineering on Instagram. Great, great human and great account. I actually became aware of the NOAA data through that account, and they do some great research and posting on this matter. So if you're on Instagram, follow Slovakia Geoengineering. So I want to talk to you about this silver lining company, Lewis, because like I said before, they're not the only ones, but some of the reasons why they're so sinister, of course, are their ties to the WEF. You mentioned that the US has projects happening in Australia. What have you uncovered there?
So with regards to Silver Lining, this tiny or seemingly tiny little NGO that you guys can all look for yourselves has a lot of power, wealth and influence behind it with regards to climate intervention projects. They actually recently announced a $20.5 million pound for it's almost like a funding for governance and equity for these initiatives, for these climate intervention projects, as well as they have ties
equity,
to the US
Congress.
So
everyone
Congress.
Gets sprayed and poisoned equally. Let's be equitable about it. Sorry, Lewis. It's just, it infuriates me.
I know. It's awful. And having to read through it and then just saying it like it's a completely wonderful, amazing thing, whilst even putting that we don't have enough information that this is safe. It was a wonderful read. This also seemingly small NGO has ties to Congress, where they've put forward a sort of a research plan and governance kind of bill to Congress, which of course shows all the different types of stratospheric aerosol injection or geoengineering type techniques that I mentioned earlier, that was co-written for the World Economic Forum on their Can We Geoengineer Our Way Out of Climate Change? They showed the same or similar types of techniques within this Congress bill, which you can check out. I've of course linked that underneath my video too. And also they've received a lot of funding from the well-known Pritzker family through the Pritzker Innovation Fund on this actual NGO. And there was one thing as well. I was hoping I didn't want to see this guy's name, but unfortunately he did crop up. But the executive director wrote an article on her LinkedIn talking about how it was praising Bill Gates and how he's endorsed these practices from his book. And I just knew as soon as I saw Bill Gates' name, I thought, great, of course, this man is just relentless in trying to fund absolutely anything relating to whether it be vaccines, farms, and now, of course, climate intervention techniques such as spraying chemicals within the sky to, I don't know, stop global warming or block out the sun, like you've mentioned earlier. It's just, it's psychopathic. It's absolutely deranged.
It is psychopathic. Team, do we have time before the next break to play that clip of Bill Gates that I've sent through? I really just want to give him some airtime to remind everyone what a sick, sick psychopath he is.
Gates is backing the first high-altitude experiment of one radical climate change solution, creating a massive chemical cloud that could cool the Earth. It's called solar geoengineering, and it's highly controversial.
How long will it be that countries keep experiencing these climate impacts before someone gets desperate and says, hey, we need to cool the planet with solar geoengineering?
It would look something like this. Thousands of planes would fly very high and use nozzles to inject millions of tons of light-reflecting particles into the stratosphere. It would create a thin chemical cloud of those particles around the whole planet, blocking some sunlight from reaching the surface. It would mimic a giant volcanic eruption, which we know cools the Earth.
Oh, it looks like the clip's over. All right, so the thin chemical cloud mimicking a giant volcanic eruption. You spoke about this earlier, Lewis, and you made such a good point that it's not positive or good for humans to constantly live under the conditions of a giant volcanic cloud. I mean, something like that happens, you know, it eventually dissipates. We're talking about a perpetual state of breathing in, you know, toxic chemicals, and they are toxic chemicals. They are dangerous chemicals that they are spraying both from the ground operations and plane operations. But, you know, they're saying they don't even guarantee that it will cool the Earth. They say it could cool the Earth. But let me tell you, Lewis, I keep asking people from all over the world, and some people say, yeah, it's been really hot lately, but most people are telling me that it is significantly colder than it ever is at a certain time of year for them. In Australia, we haven't had a proper summer for, I can't remember the last time. You know, we used to have 50 degrees Celsius at times summers. It has reached those levels. You know, 45 degrees, 46 degrees Celsius in summer. I haven't seen those temperatures in years. What's the case in the UK?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, because in April the BBC and all of these publications were writing articles saying April was the hottest month since 1942 or 47, and it was the wettest month that a lot of people have actually ever experienced. And on top of that, all we got was overcloud. And I think we got only 2 days of actual sunshine, or it felt like that anyway. But they claimed it was the hottest day on record since 42 or 47. And we were all sort of looking at each other, me and a couple of my friends reading these articles going, what are they even on about? And even speaking to normies about this, they were even saying, well, hang on a minute. No, we've not experienced that. So the anecdotal evidence is starting to mount up that there is something going on, and that there are legitimate questions to be asked.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. And I think you're right. Even normies are noticing something is wrong here. You know, the weather's not the same. What are all these funny lines in the sky? More and more people are starting to actually be open to it. And it's because the conversation's entered the mainstream. And so, like we said before, they've just sort of tried to slip it in to normalize it. Oh, we're just going to, you know, line the sky with chemicals and you'll all be fine. I mean, this is an absolutely, perhaps the most egregious thing that they're doing, Lewis, and I'll explain why. It's worse than mandating injections, because that you can refuse, but you can't refuse to breathe. And it's happening everywhere.
Yeah. Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. That's not something to laugh at. It's just so absurd that I don't know how to react to that sort of thing. Another thing I should mention quickly as well is public awareness and consent. I asked for public awareness and consent and any communications to the public via or for these particular projects as well by the Met Office and the UKRI. The UKRI got back to me and said that there was one public, conference consultation, which had 84 members of the public and with lots of scientists. I think it was over 70 scientists. This was back in 2011. Once it was made. So I don't count that. Oh, and sorry, I forgot to mention BBC Radio 4 did a program on this particular consultancy, and that counted as public awareness and consent. Yeah, I don't think so. So seeing this is, it's just sinister the way that they can try and get around this. It's, yeah, conducted 2011 with 85 participants, 74 experts and stakeholders. And then the media coverage emerged 3 years later on a BBC Radio 4 Today program in November 2014. So I don't consider that as a broadened way of getting public consent and informity over geoengineering and stratospheric aerosol injection. I mean, it's just insane.
And it's egregious that we have to get to the point of saying, well, this isn't really consent. You haven't really informed people that you're spraying them with, you know, chemicals that are carcinogenic, and they can't avoid breathing in. To think that we're at this point worldwide under such assault in our skies is beyond me, but this is just an extension of all of the different ways that they're attacking us. Lewis, if you'll bear with me for a moment on the topic of that consent, you know, this is how they do this. The United Nations puts out a book, Remaking the World Towards an Age of Global Enlightenment. They tell everyone, oh, we've entered everyone into a new social contract and you're all now objects inside the AI world society with no human rights. Where was the public consultation for that? I'll tell you where. The Boston Global Forum did a couple of YouTube clips where they spoke to a couple of researchers from MIT, said we'd really love to do AI in judiciary, replace the judicial system with AI. The MIT researchers say, no, that's a red line. We can't do that. The guy from the Boston Global Forum says, we're probably going to do it though. Like, can't you see the benefits? The MIT researchers say, no, we actually, that is a red line. And he goes, all right, we'll move on. Oh, that's it. Public consent done. I mean, this is just, it's criminal. It's criminal how they go about these things, Lewis, which is why I'm just really cheering you on, because particularly in Australia, we've had such a difficult time getting to the bottom of who's doing this in our country. And I've dug, believe me, I've dug. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, what else you're expecting to find, anything else that people need to know. And then I have some questions for you about the state of affairs in the UK before we finish up today.
Sure. Yes. Yeah. So like I mentioned earlier, I'm waiting for another freedom of information request back from the cabinet and the Ministry of Defence to try and see how we can sort of declassify documents relating to weather modification, because I think it is within the public interest. I think more and more people, like we keep talking about in this show, that more people are becoming more aware of this and are actually open to talking about it without any scrutiny, without getting, you know, pillared or, you know, whatever online. And of course, it's like we talked about, it's become mainstream. So more and more people are open to campaigning. More and more people are opened to, of course, just having a broader discussion regarding the risks of this, the health risks, going over publications as well. So it is within the public interest to do this. So I'm hoping to get a good reply on this. The Department for Net Zero within the government, I believe, have sent something very recently. I still need to go over this. So they have sent some other information. Whether this information if it's extensive to what I've already been given, then great. I can definitely go through that and make another video. If not, of course, I'll be transparent and show that as well. But it's now a bit of a limbo waiting game, really, which is the worst place to be in, because you want to find out information. You want to get that out as fast as possible to get more and more people aware. But unfortunately, myself and other people that are interested in helping uncover this, excuse me, we'll just have to be a little bit patient.
Yeah, well, that's what it takes. You're dealing with government departments, public servants, and they like to take their time and really stretch out that, you know, we'll get back to you within 28 days. It's always on the 28th day, it seems, but yeah. I'm really, really grateful for your approach to this, Lewis. You know, the fact that this was something that wasn't, you know, you weren't necessarily sure of, your curiosity peaked, and then you went to all this effort. It's really amazing. People can follow you at @Lewis_Brackpool on X. And I will bring up your socials again before we finish, but I really just want to ask you about the state of affairs in the UK. Rishi Sunak, and, you know, even the Conservative Party wants to bring back national conscription. I feel like that there's absolutely no way that there are any normal people that would go and die for these globalist wars, you know, to enrich the military industrial complex. I don't foresee this succeeding. What are your thoughts? You know, how are the people in general, you know, the wider population, how do they feel about the British government?
Well, the Conservative Party in Britain is not the Conservative Party. They're essentially liberals. They're all part of the liberal establishment. There is a class within the establishment I call the activist class, which has taken over the civil service and all sorts of governmental departments to push through whatever it is they want, whether it be open borders and all sorts of nefarious policies. Our borders are wide open. So many people are coming across the channel and, of course, in lorries into the UK and are not being turned away. And nobody is being deported at all. Illegal migrants just continue to come into the country and nothing really is being done about it. So the cheek of the Conservative, quote unquote, government to even introduce some form of national service for young people. No thanks. And a lot of people have taken a big sort of aggressive stance against this. And good, because like you said earlier, nobody wants to fight for these globalist wars anymore. We're sick and tired of sending billions and billions of pounds to Ukraine. We're just absolutely sick and tired of this continuation of the military-industrial complex when there is so much happening within our own country. And I think I speak on behalf of quite a lot of people. I don't like to do that, but people are just absolutely sick and tired of this. And to see it to see them gleefully just come out, especially Rishi Sunak, just to come out and just say, yeah, we want to bring up a type of national service that young people can get involved. It wasn't so long ago that they were talking about conscription and talking about, you know, floating the idea of conscription because it was escalating within Ukraine. And this, you know, the bastion of democracy is what it's always been called. Boris Johnson recently flying the flag of the Azov battalion within Parliament and welcoming them as heroes. I mean, I'm sick and tired of it. So to see that, it's just grotesque. I think it's a spit in the face of the public. And they're just not a serious party and neither is the opposition. I'm not going to be voting for any major party. I'll be voting for an independent party if I even do decide to get up and vote. And I completely empathize with people who aren't going to vote. But I won't be going anywhere near these mainstream parties because they all have the same interests and we are sick and tired of it.
Yeah, I think that sentiment is growing worldwide, Lewis. People are absolutely sick and tired of it. You go onto any politician's comments section and it's just hate. And so they really are losing control of the public opinion. They're losing control of public perception. Everyone hates them. I just cannot foresee anyone agreeing to go and die for a globalist war. And so all of these countries, these pipe dreams about conscription, they've spoken about it in Australia, Germany, all over the place. They're not going to succeed. People are not going to comply with this. And that really is the motto, do not comply, for pretty much everything the government says these days. Lewis, I am really, really grateful for your time and for your work. Please let people know where they can follow your work.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate that. Yeah, you can follow my work on X, Lewis_Brackpool. You can follow me on YouTube. Same thing. If you type my name in, Lewis Brackpool, you can subscribe to the channel there. Rumble as well. Instagram, unfortunately, I use as a mainstream platform. And I'm on Telegram as well if you want to keep yourself updated.
Well, it's an info war. We push out the information where we can. Those globalist tools are still tools that we can use against their machine. Lewis, thank you so much for your time today. God bless. It was good to see you. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. Stay up to date with all of tomorrow's news today on Infowars.com. Please make sure to support Infowars by purchasing items from InfowarsStore.com or DrJonesNaturals.com. I will see you next week.
You, the people, have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. To make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. A decent world that will give men a chance to work. That will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.